Hope.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
Oh, welcome back to the Birdcage as we ring in the new year here on Stereo 610 AM KCSR and ShatternRadio.com. I'm Chase Thompson, live on the Chattern Community Hospital pregame show. Scottsbluff Chattern coming up next here on KCSR. Let's get a look at these two teams. I look around here at the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Platte Valley Bank, you belong here, member FDIC. I look at the Chattern Cardinals and see that they are 4-3 on the season again. Third place in the Chattern Rotary Holiday Classic. They fell to Ogallala 57-28 to open up the tournament. Then turn around and at 10 a.m. the next morning, defeated Valentine 43-36. This run for Chattern starts today in the new calendar year 2025 with Scottsbluff here this afternoon. Then we head up to South Dakota next week for games at Hot Springs on Tuesday. That'll be a boys-girls doubleheader. And then on Thursday, it'll be girls only up at Lakota Tech. And then we wind down the week with a game at Mitchell, which starts a homestand of three straight games for the Chattern Cardinals. This team, well, I do have updated stats, actually. As of Tuesday, it is Jesse Alcorn led with 10 points per game. Had a career-high 16 points against Alliance. No, that was Douglas Box Elder. Had 4 points in Valentine. She had a pretty good tournament herself, but it was Sophie Watson who really shined in the Cardinals' win over Valentine. She had a season-high 12 points. This is a player, Sophie Watson, only a junior, that I've really liked. I've liked how she's progressed throughout the season. She's really improved day in and day out. She'll be in her country kitchen starting lineup, so we'll get to that here in a few minutes. But I really have loved how she's improved throughout the season. I think she's going to be big if the Chattern Cardinals want to end a run against Scottsbluff where they've lost five straight, including a 25-point loss last year in Scottsbluff, which is a 55-30 loss. That's kind of a theme you'll hear throughout the night between Chattern and Scottsbluff. Scottsbluff's kind of had the upper hand of things the past few years against the Chattern Cardinals. We got about 4 minutes to go on the pregame clock. We'll go ahead and take another break. When we come back, we'll give you the Chattern lock keys of the game and more. You're tuning in to the Chattern Community Hospital pregame show on the Stereo 610 AM KCSR and ShatternRadio.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Chattern Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Chattern Community Hospital pregame show. Chattern Community Hospital, exceeding the standard excellence in healthcare. I'm Chase Thompson here with you, getting you set for girls action between the Scottsbluff Bearcats and the Chattern Cardinals. Let's take a look at the Chattern Lock keys of the game. Chattern Lock, your local dealer for locks, safes, security cameras, access control keys, and more. And you look at the Chattern Cardinals. Yeah, I've had about a few days off. I've had about 4 days off, to be exact. Going up against a team that has had the upper hand in the series. 19-11, Scottsbluff leads the series since 2006. Can you get on top of the Bearcats? They're coming off a loss. In fact, this Scottsbluff team throughout their history hasn't been that solid, but I have seen them recently, including down east when I saw them lose to the York Dukes in first round of the state playoffs a few years ago. So can the Chattern Cardinals get up early? They nearly had, they had an opportunity to tie the JV game late, but fell by four to the Scottsbluff Bearcats. But can they jump on this Scottsbluff team early and often? You got to hit a few threes, the Chattern, and some that I've heard a few times and really hasn't been the case this year is Chattern's got to have more field goals than turnovers. In fact, they have nearly double the amount of turnovers and girls action than they do with made field goals this year. So can they turn that around, have more made field goals than turnovers this afternoon against Scottsbluff Bearcats. You're Scottsbluff. This has been a tight turnaround. You had Campbell County last night. In fact, as of 25 hours ago, exactly from this moment, I got a phone call from Rick Berry that the games had been moved up. They were originally scheduled for a traditional 5:30, 7 o'clock time tonight, but due to the forecast in the area, and we've seen the snow totals move up ever so slightly since this move was made, the games got moved up to what it amounts to about a 12:32 tip-off for girls and probably about a 2:30 tip-off for boys later on this afternoon here at the Birdcage. And that's your Shattern Lock Keys of the Game. Shattern Lock, your local dealer for lock, safe, security cameras, access control, keys, and more. The teams are starting to line up on the court for the national anthem. Keep it here just for a moment longer so we can try to time our last commercial break of the pregame with the national anthem. Coming up after the break, we'll get into the Country Kitchen starting lineups and tip-off. Scottsbluff Bearcats in this game will be wearing road-black uniforms with white numbers, red trim. Got a nice little print pattern down the side of the shorts that includes some red, white little specks on the side of the shorts. Shattern Cardinals will be wearing their home white uniforms with black numbers, red trim. Teams are lined up for the national anthem. We'll go ahead and take our final break. We'll come back with Country Kitchen starting lineups and get this one going. Tuning in to Stereo Shattern High School Basketball on Stereo 610 AM KCSR and ShatternRadio.com.
Arrow Building Center in Shattern is a big supporter of high school sports. So much that when the CHS boys or girls basketball teams hit a shot from inside the paint, it reminds us that Arrow Building Center in Shattern cheers for the home team. From interior and exterior paints to all of your needed painting accessories, Arrow has everything you need to do the job right. Go Cards, on the floor, the mat, or any other extracurricular activity you're part of. From the crew at Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20 in Shattern.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Shattern, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're gonna need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank, and if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Shadron, Crawford, and Hay Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind.
Oh, welcome back to the Shattern Community Hospital pregame show. Shattern Community Hospital, exceeding standard excellence in healthcare. I'm Chase Thompson here with you. Let's jump into the Country Kitchen starting lineups. Country Kitchen, a place at home on 10th Street in Shattern. Let's go out with the Shattern Cardinals since I missed the Scottsbluff starters when they were announced, unfortunately. But I'll get those here in a moment for you. Shattern Cardinals are going to come out with number one, Gracie Calkins, a 5'4" junior, followed by number two, Reese Ritterbush, a 5'7" junior. Sophie Watson, number three, a 5'11" sophomore. I talked about her in my pregame show as a player that's really transformed herself throughout the early part of the season. See how she plays tonight. She'll be big at the Shattern Cardinals. Want to get it done tonight against the Scottsbluff Bearcats. They're also going to come out with number 22, J.C. Terman, a 5'6" junior, followed by number 23, Jesse Alcorn, a 5'6" freshman. They're head coached by Kelsey Scott, assisted by Kelsey Kruk and Shauna Golombisky. And look at the starting lineups for Scottsbluff Bearcats. They're going to come out with number zero, Ava Reed, a 5'10" junior, followed by number 22. That is Mia Bowles, a 5'10" sophomore. Number two Kinsley Hess. I'm sorry, I'm following along with an email I sent to me yesterday with the starting lineups. Number 24, Nina Gorilla, and number 10, Heidi Grosskopf, 5'7" junior. That is the projected starting lineups for the Scottsbluff Bearcats. They are head coached by Hattie Burford, assisted by Leslie Forrell, Michael Klein, and Jordan Krantz. Shattering will be going left to right to begin this game on your radio dial. The home team in this afternoon's contest. Remember, this game was scheduled to be played originally at 5:30 and 7 on this Saturday night, but due to the incoming weather, which we are under a winter weather advisory for tonight, expecting about 2 to 4 inches of snow, they have moved the games up by Scottsbluff's request to what we'll have as a 12:37 tip-off. Scottsbluff in their road black uniforms, white numbers with a red trim will be going right to left to begin this game. Thank you for joining me here this afternoon on Stereo 610 AM KCSR and ShadowRadio.com. Hope you had a safe and happy new year. It's about that time to get the calendar year rolling for Shadow High girls basketball. This tip-off is sponsored by State Farm Insurance, like good neighbor Trey Strathide. And State Farm is there for you. And thank you so much for joining along for the ride. Should be a fun year. We've got a few more months of hoops left. Let's get it going. Tip-off is won by the Cardinals. Tracy Calkins is driving. Right elbow splits through. Easy look underneath the basket, but sends it hard off the backboard. Thrown back in play. Jesse Alcorn had her right foot on the baseline on the far left side of the court when she caught the ball, so it'll be Scottsbluff ball. Both these teams will play a lot of man-to-man throughout the day. Shadden's going to go out with a 1-2-2 full-court press to get a steal out of it. It's Reese Riddlebush who jumped in front of the pass. Threw it to the left side. It went off one of the Bluffs players. That was Kinsley Hess who it went off of, so it'll be shattering ball. 7:41 to go in this first quarter. No score yet here at the Birdcage. Riddlebush will inbound it. Tries to get into Calkins. Barely does. Hess, Gardner really tightly man-to-man. Calkins rolls to the left elbow. She nearly got past the defense like she did on the first possession. Will dip it out to J.C. Terman. Does it cross top of the key. Riddlebush, right side, gets screen from Watson. Watson rolls backside. Back up top to Alcorn, slips through, floater, hits off the front of the rim, gets her own rebound. She's getting grabbed by the waist on the box out by the Scottsbluff player. No foul called, and second chance is no good. It was Reed with the rebound. Spins up the floor, throws it down to Gorilla, and she travels with it for the shot. Went in on the right side of the backboard. So it'll be Cardinal ball. No score yet here early on in this one. This first quarter is sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. And Scottsbluff's now going to come out in a 2-1-2 full-court press. Get a steal out of it. Reed with the steal. Rolls the left side of the paint. Missed a shot. And a foul on the rebound. No, it's a foul on the shot. It was a late call. But it will be a pair of free throws for Ava Reed. Reed last night was the team's leading scorer with 24 points in Scottsbluff's loss to Campbell County. Camels out of Gillette, Wyoming. Reed got the first one to go. Looks to make it 2-0. Scottsbluff with the second free throw. That one rattles the tin but finds its way home. 2-0 Bluffs early on in this one. So it's 2-2-1 full court press. They get a steal out of it. Reed, bigger part, that was Hess with the steal off Calkins. Calkins got the rebound off the missed shot. She's getting it fought from her. Fans in front of me want a foul call. Shattern's able to clear the timeline. Right side with it. Calkins, she's taking a lot of threes this season. We'll push it up top to Alcorn. Waits for Terman to clear out over on the left side. Gets it to Terman. Screen set by Alcorn. Gets it at the left elbow. Splits through. Underhanded layup is good. Josie Alcorn got inside the Arrow. Got a shot from him inside the Arrow Building Center paint. When you're looking for the right paint for your project, think Arrow Building Center. 2-2. Here early on, Shattern versus Scottsbluff. Shattern with the only made field goal. Gorilla clears her out the paint, gets the shot to go. 4-2 Bluffs, and Alcorn nearly turns it over. She has to pick up her dribble, gets trapped, dishes it over to Alcorn. See if Kelsey Scott burns time out. No, it's a turnover. Alcorn, though, rips it away, and it'll be a tie-up. With Shattern winning the tip, it'll be Bluffs ball. So Reed will inbound it to the near side corner. Gets it back off a down screen. Pops the three and good. Makes it 7-2. Scottsbluff. Calkins. Yeah, that was a double dribble. She picked up her dribble. Dribbled it again. It'll be Scottsbluff ball. Shattern now with, I believe, four turnovers on the game early on in this Nebraska Bank first quarter. 7-2, Scotts Bluff with 5:52 to go in quarter one. Gorilla gets it right wing. They swing it to the near side. That's Grosskopf at the left elbow. Throws it to Reed. Alcorn went after the pass. Reed steps in the three and drains it. That's two threes for Reed, who is 2-for-2 from beyond the arc. She has eight. Scores 10-2. Shattern team really young. A lot of younger players. No seniors on the roster. Scotts Bluff team does have a little bit of experience. And a team that's been in the state tournament recently, as in 2 years ago. Reed played in that. Hess played in that. Just a couple of the players who played in that first round loss to York Duke. Scotkin, step back three from the top of the key. Hits off the 10. Loose ball is picked up by Alcorn. Throws it back up top to Calkins. Just looking for Watson on the far side. A little bit of miscommunication. In fact, Shattern's all out of sorts right now, and results in a steal. Step through, underhand layup. Oh, that was pretty cool there by Mia Bowles. It's her first 2 points of the game. Before I can even look up after writing down the score, Reed will pop a three from the right wing and a foul on the rebound. No, hit off the back top of the backboard. So it'll be Cardinal ball as Kelly Hendrickson checks in. So who's coming out? It'll be Jesse Alcorn. Going to be going a little bit smaller right now as Alcorn is the tallest player for the Cardinals. It's Callie Hendrickson, who's been the sixth man since she returned from an ACL injury. Checks in. Ritterbush will throw it to the left side and hit off of both Hendrickson and Watson. Had a backdoor layup, had a backside layup open. But a little miscommunication there results in the turnover. 12-2, Scotts Bluff. 4.5 to go in this Nebraska Bank first quarter as bringing the presses. Reed, head of steam, stops in the paint, floater, rattles it in and out. A lot of fighting for the rebound. It gets out to Hess, who stops and pops the mid-range. Jay missed it long. Rebound grabbed by Termini, throws it up the court to Hendrickson. Smartly drives middle, gets it over the Ritterbush at the right elbow. Round the horn to Calkins. Thought about taking three. Hendrickson will take a deep two from the left corner and drains it. Hendrickson with her first 2 points of the game makes it 12-4. Scotts Bluff. Skip pass near side. Bowles deep two. That looks wide right. Put back from Hess. Rattles the 10 and good. Makes it 14-4. Scotts Bluff. And Shattern has not beat Scotts Bluff in a few years. Ritterbush tried to find Watson. Throws right to Reed. Right side of the paint. It'll stop, pop a three. She's already hit two. That one's short. Looked too good. And the putback for Gorilla is good. And that's going to be a timeout taken by Kelsey Scott. Timeout sponsored by Dunbar's U Design. Top-notch embroidery, including hats, Letterman jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. Go ahead and take a break for a message from our first quarter sponsor, Nebraska Bank. Tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Basketball here on KCSR.
Shoot, they don't take cash at the gate.
It's all good. We can use my new Nebraska Bank student checking debit card.
Nebraska Bank student checking?
Yeah, it's a free checking account for young adults. And get this, I'll earn a $50 bonus after I use my card 12 times in the first 90 days.
$50? Just for using your card?
Yeah, you should get one too. Then you won't have to carry cash all the time. Nebraska Bank is in Shadron, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Hemingford. You can also visit ne.bank.
Qualifications and restrictions apply. See institution for details. Member FDIC.
Sixteen to four, Scotts Bluff with 3.5 to go in this first quarter. Calkins gets trapped, throws it to Hendrickson. Hendrickson smartly gets across timeline. Ritterbush gets to the left block, throws it up, drew the contact, and it'll go in the line for a pair of free throws. 16-4, Scotts Bluff leading Shattern. So there'll be a pair of free throws upcoming for Reese Ritterbush, who coming into tonight's game. It's 3-4 from the charity stripe. I hope I didn't mess that up. Dang it. Alcorn checks back in for Terman. In fact, their lineup right out there right now is one I kind of thought we'd see. I thought maybe we'd see as a starting lineup tonight for the Cardinals of Alcorn, Ritterbush, Watson, Calkins, and Hendrickson. Ritterbush splits the pair. Brings it back within 11. No one's back deep for Shattern, and it's going to be an easy kiss off the left side glass. by Ruth Lively to get it to 18-5. Near side with it is Watson takes one dribble now. Calkins, right elbow, uses the head fake, drives a couple steps to the right. Watson back to the basket at the right block, steps inside the paint, skips it to Hendrickson. Hendrickson can pop this one. It's well short. It was in line, just short. Goes across the baseline, and it'll be Scottsbluff basketball. They're going to bring in a new player, Heidi Grosskopf, for a read. .249 to go in this first quarter, 18-5. Scottsbluff leading Shattering. Scottsbluff breaks it. That wasn't really a full court press. There's the slowdown press. Calkins with the push in the back on Bowles. Calkins now with the second foul. And Bowles will go wide for a pair. Both fouls in this Nebraska main first quarter for the Shattering Cardinals have been on Calkins. I'll say this, for a middle Saturday afternoon, this crowd is impressive. We're going to see Addison Morrison check in for the Cardinals for Calkins. We get some more players suited up tonight than normal for this team, and Bulls goes 2-for-2. Makes it 20-5. Alcorn runs to the near side. Scuttle's trying to push her to the corners to get trapped, but she gets across timeline to Morrison. Now Hendrickson, top of the key, drives to the right elbow, picks up her dribble, looking for help, swings it with a chest pass out to Morrison, who will drive it to the top of the key. 2:20 to go in the first quarter, 20-5. Scuttle off. Alcorn gets it the right block, takes one dribble, pushes it back out top to Ritterbush, and on the shot clock. Morrison back to Ritterbush, fires three to lefty in line, rattles it in and out. Offensive board putback is good by Watson inside the Arrow Building Center paint. If you're looking for the right paint for your project, think Arrow Building Center. Grosskopf thought about taking it, takes a couple steps in from the left elbow, pops the shot, missed it. Fairfield rebound is grabbed by Dominic Rodriguez. Reed was barely across the timeline. She steps through, layup, good. Reed's up to 10. In this game already, Shattern breaks the press. Watson smartly goes into some contact, draws it while firing up the shot, and will be heading to the free throw line. Now, Ryland Barrett, who we've been seeing since about the Gearing game, is out tonight. She did tweak her left knee during the JV game. She's been working her way back from an ACL tear suffered during a summer ball. She tweaked her left knee. It's covered in ice right now behind the Shattern bench. She was able to walk off the court, though. Watson splits the pair. We set a 14-point game, 22-8. Scottsbluff leads the Cardinals. She's able to bring it across the timeline. Alcorn's Gardner Reed is a really good player. Step back three ball. Doesn't touch anything but the black painted hardwood behind the baseline, so it'll be Cardinal ball after the air ball. .26 to go in this first quarter, still 22-8. Morrison gets the ball, just fumbling it, found some help on the press. The pass, skip pass across the court was tipped, lands in the tunnel that leads to one of the locker rooms behind us. So it'll be Shattering ball. About 8 seconds burned off the shot clock. We got a .15 to go in the first quarter. 25 seconds to go on the shot clock. Shannon playing outside the arc, and it gets stolen away. Reed with the steal stops. Mid-range J, pure. She stopped to about 12 feet outside behind from the rim on the left side. Took the shot and a foul. About 75 feet away from the basket on Scottsbluff. Don Dominique Rodriguez, her first. That's team's third. 24-8. Scottsbluff sprinting out to a big first quarter lead. And another steal. Reed will lay it up, do it herself on the right side. She's up to 14. She has 6 more points than the Shattering Cardinals. in this first quarter. Davis coming off a night where she had 26. And Shatter with another steal. No, they're going to get it back. It was a steal officially for Bryce Scutzwolf. Nice pass from Hendrickson to Ritterbush on the left side, from the left to the right side. It's a chest pass, and Ritterbush gets her first made field goal. Keeps it within reach. 16-point game, 26-10. Shot clock turned off. 20 seconds to go in this first quarter. Upward hounding Reed. Reed loses control of it. Thrown inside and stolen away by the Cardinals. Watson with the steal. Looks up, sees 10 seconds on the clock. Sees 5 seconds on the clock. Alcorn, top of the key, drives toward the paint. Floater is blocked. Goes out of bounds. It'll stay shattered in basketball with 1.3 to go in this first quarter. Hendrickson will inbound it from the near side block. Don't have time to run the little flare screen. She throws it into Watson and gets bounced around. That'll do it for the first quarter. Scottsbluff leads 26-10 over the Shattering Cardinals at the end of the Nebraska Bank first quarter. Nebraska Bank rooted with you and rooting for you. We'll go ahead and take a pause. Second quarter coming up next here on KCSR.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 35 and 20 in Chadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583. So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen. And now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Chadron, unless you like being stranded.
The second quarter is sponsored by Farm Bureau and agent Brian Liniger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau and agent Brian Liniger. 26-10 Scottsbluff, and they have the ball going right to left on your radio dial. Begin the second quarter. D3. That is Reed. Yep, it is Reed. Who drains three. She's up to 17 in this first half. 29-10. And Brooklyn Hoffman checks in for the first time today. She turns it over. Out there along with Alcorn, Terman, Ritterbush, and Hendrickson, and Terman with the reach-in foul on the shot. It was on Needy Gorilla. Going to be going to the free throw line for a pair. Shattern team struggling the first quarter. Two players with 3 points, Sophie Watson and Reese Ritterbush. Gorilla missed the first. That's the first missed free throw of the game. The Scottsbluff Bearcats. Studio 308, DNH and Studio 38, specialized in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723 and a whistle on the free throw. I didn't see what happened, but I did see Callie Hendrickson run to the bench and throw something to the side. Shadron's able to clear the press. It's Alcorn who gets it across the logo. Pushes it over the right side. Hendrickson gets a screen. Good screen by Brooklyn Hoffman. He'll get it in return. Went up for the shot. The arm on the backside official went up way before the whistle happened. But what matters is Brooklyn Hoffman will be on the line for a pair. It's on Gorilla. Her second. Now Hoffman go to the line, and Gorilla's going to most likely leave the floor with Ruve Lively. At the scores table is Hoffman at the line. Missed the first. Shattern Chiropractic. If you only got one spine, take care of it with supportive chiropractic care at Shattern Chiropractic in downtown Shattern. They thrive financial. Expert financial advice that starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Rust in Shattern at 308-430-0760. Hoffman rattles it in and out on the second one. Rebounded by the Bearcats. It is Mia Bowles who brings it across the timeline, gets it off to Reed. Now Riddimus is going to take her shot, and Reed easily gets by her, gets to the baseline, and lays it up and in. Reed is going off. 19 points. Riddimus, floater inside the Arrow Building Center paint. Good. It was a step-through move. I got her floating from right to left, and she got the shot to go. Brings it back within 20, and Scutzball turns it over. Neil Bowles thought that was off of Dizzy Alcorn. Rolled toward the shadow locker room. She's still shaking her head. She's not pleased with that call. Nixon throws it to the near side. As Shatter breaks the press, Turman will step into the top of the key three, rattles the 10 and out. Rebounded by Scott Spoff. Hendrickson, though, smartly stays up and plays defense, throws it back after the steal, and now Alcorn, who got the pass, throws it away to Olivia Reed. Ava Reed, I beg your pardon. Olivia's her older sister that played in that game a few years ago that I had between Scutzwolf and York. Really good player herself. Bowles, deep J from the right corner. Missed it short. Rebound goes out of play off of Dominic Rodriguez. Let's see Sophie Watson check in for the Cardinals. Dizzy Alcorn leaves the floor. She has 2 points so far. Shatter is still going to begin the 1-2-2 trapping press. I like that screen by Turman, which allowed the pass to go forward, get to Watson near side corner. Redbush will think about taking three, 2 steps right, top of the key. Now Turman over to Hendrickson off the chest pass, far left side, drives, middle gets the left elbow, throws it toward the basket. No one's home. Well, Watson was there, but it was out of her reach. It'll be Scott's Wolf Bearcat ball. Heidi Grosskopf checks back in. Mia Bowles. 5:50 to go. In this first half, 32-12 is the score. Nixon is hounding Kinsley Hess, but Hess gets right by her. Give and go gets tattled around. It goes off to Scott's Wolf. Be shattering ball, 5:41 to go in the second quarter, 32-12. Trap coming, turnover received by Scott's Bluff. It was Lively with the interception. Reed will step into three, hits it off the front of the 10, rebounded on the backside by Watson, and a reach in foul 92 feet away from the basket on Scott's Bluff as Bulls will check right back in. It's on Hess. Her first, team second. 32-12 is the score. Turman smartly throws up to Hoffman across the timeline. Shatter just bringing this press, but Scott's Bluff's getting turnovers from time to time. Turman will take the left wing three, missed it. Rebounded to Reed, and off balance, throws it to Hess, skips it to the near side to Bowles at the left short corner. Reed is starting to be, they're face guarding Reed now. Free throw line jumper from Grosskopf hits off the left side of the rim. Reed bails off in the last shot to get the rebound. Turman gets deflected out of play off of Bowles. It'll be Cardinal basketball. We're going to see Briley Huffman check in for Shattering. Give Ritterbush a break. Still got 4:57 to go in this second quarter. Sponsored by Farm Bureau agent Brian Liniger. 32-12. No one scored in a while. There was a huge shot from behind on Scott's Bluff. It wasn't intentional, just the way the momentum of the play was going. It's on. Well, it's her first, team's third. It wasn't anything egregious again. It was just how the play happened. With the momentum going toward the basket and Huffman just stopped. Hendrickson gets the left side, dips it into Watson. Double team coming. Extra pass to Riley Huffman. He tried to bank it off the right side of the backboard, but aimed toward the top right corner. Scutzwolf in transition. Grosskopf laying off the left side is good. 34-12. Another turnover. Bowles gets it at the right block. Layup is no good, but a foul called on Turman. He picks up her second. That'll be the team's first foul of the quarter as Bulls will go to the line for a pair. Looks like Reese Rodebush is going to check back in as Bulls drains the free throw. Fire and Ice Mechanical. Fire and Ice Mechanical are your ring pro partner in Chatterton, making your home or business feel like the perfect season all season. Call the guys and know about a ring unit today at 308-432-6722. Bulls goes 1-for-2 from the line. Thought it was a foul on the rebound by Bulls, but it's slapped away by Watson. Rodebush is getting trapped. Hendrickson's able to clear the timeline. 4:10 to go as we've crossed the top of the 1 o'clock hour here on Stereo 610 AM KCSR and ShatteringRadio.com. Shattering, Nebraska. Chase Thompson here with you. This afternoon is Shattering playing Scotts Bluff, scores 35-12. Shot clock's down to 5. And Watson gets her shot blocked. 5 for the rebound is loose, and that'll be a shot clock violation. Alcorn will check in for Hoffman. Got 3:48 to go in this first half. And a reach-in foul on Hendrickson. She was face guarding Hess and commits the touch foul. And the entry pass is picked off by Alcorn, who runs to uses the back rim as protection and gets the lay-in to go. She made that shot from inside the Arrow Building Center paint. When you're looking for the right paint for your project, think Arrow Building Center. Brings it back to a 27-point game. Hess nearly traveled with it in the air, but dips to the far side. Skip to the middle. Extra pass to the right block. Elbow, I beg your pardon, now on the right side with it is Rodriguez. Comes over to Bulls, the left wing. Thought about taking three. Now Rodriguez uses the extra dribble to get slapped away. Hendrickson going after it. Shot clock down to 5. Great defense by Shattering in this possession. Great play by Rodebush not to foul. Forces the tough shot. He gets deflected out of play. And it'll be Shattering basketball. Ava Reed will check back in for the Bearcats. And Scottswolf will back off on the full court press from the first time this afternoon. They've been hounding the Shattering Cardinal team with it. This will be Hendrickson bringing across the timeline. Now it's actually a 2-3 zone for Scotts Bluff. No, it's a man-to-man. They're just playing soft, trying to switch everything. Hoffman pushes out to Alcorn. Thought about taking the deep two. Now Ritterbush right side. Alcorn uses the head fake, drives right, and they're hedging right. Right now, so you gotta try to go left. You're Shattering. 6 on the shot clock. Ritterbush left-handed 3. Got it. Reese Ritterbush with the first main 3 of the game for the Shattering Cardinals. He came into the game with 9 made 3, so that's her 10th made 3 of the season, and a foul on the rebound. Scores 35-17. We're going to have new players coming in for Scotts Bluff. Some Bulls. And number 20, Jamaica Williams, checks in. So now it's an 18-point game, 35-17. Oh, backdoor cut by Alcorn. She nearly got it, but it was just out of her reach. That was great. I liked the cut right there, but it just didn't work out. Skipped over the far side for Rodriguez. Extra pass. Lay-in is good by Lively, and there'll be a timeout taken by Kelsey Scott. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's You Design It. Top-notch embroidery, including hats, letterman's, jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. Full timeout on the court. We'll go ahead and take one with them for a message from our second quarter sponsor, Farm Bureau agent Brian Lenniger. Tune in to Shattering Cardinal Basketball here on Stereo 610 AM KCSR and ShatteringRadio.com.
Home, car, boat, motorcycle, whatever you need to protect, you can save money and time by bundling your insurance coverage into a single package policy. Add life insurance and save even more. Start by talking to your local Farm Bureau financial services agent, Brian Lenniger in Shattering. Then, rest easy, knowing you're getting the right coverage at the right price. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
For the best burgers and shakes in Northwest Nebraska, it's Q's Dairy Suite in Crawford.
This is AM 610 KCSR, Chadron.
to 17. The Scottsdale Bearcats lead the Chadron Cardinals out of the full timeout. Reese Ritterbush leads Cardinals with 8 points so far, and Ava Reed with 19 for the Bearcats. Combined, these two teams have hit 2 threes so far. It's been done mostly inside the Arrow Building Center paint. So the Alcorn inbound, they're going to run a trying to full-court press play. Hoffman gets it, skips across the timeline. Morrison has it, but traps coming. Now it's Watson, and it's poked away by Reed. Ava Reed is a really good player. Athletic, lengthy, can hit the shot, too. Really tough to guard if you're a team like Chadron, who is really young and inexperienced. Rodriguez has a dribble handoff to Grosskopf, waiting for a cutting Williams. Grosskopf gets it back, turns, fires the three, hits off the left 10, and lands in what little of a student section there is, given that school doesn't start back up until Tuesday. It'll be Chadron ball. 1:16 to go in this first half. 37-17 is the score. Hey, coming up on this Chadron Insurance, Insurance to Fit Your Needs halftime show. Talk about this game and take a look at the Nebraska-Indiana game. Reed, three ball, top of the key, hits off the front of the 10, rebounded by Alcorn. She got trapped on the rebound. We'll take a look at the game that we were actually going to run here on 610 KCSR if this Chadron Scottsdale game was not played today. Nebraska and Nebraska hosting UCLA. Hendrickson inside the Arrow Building Center paint, missed a shot, put back from Ritterbush. It's no good, but she gets fouled going up for the shot. I'm going to be going to the line for a pair. It's on Lively. Her second, fifth, and the first free throw is good for Ritterbush. Second free throw for Ritterbush. It's off the back 10, and no good. It's been a theme for the Chadron Crumlin team. Goes about 1-for-2 from the line. The season, Williams dips to Reed. Reed gets inside the paint, gets fouled. Fires up the shot, and we go in line for a pair herself. So on Jesse Alcorn, her first. Team's fourth of the quarter. Now Reed will go in the line. Scooter's Coffee. Try their buttery smooth signature caramel flavor, which is now sugar-free, combined with their world-class espresso for an unbelievably delicious, rich flavor. Try it your way. Hot, iced, or blended. Trust us. One sip and you'll be smiling. Trust me. One sip and you'll be smiling. I had that drink. I tried that drink for the first time back on New Year's Day. It is delicious. That was actually my pregame caffeinated beverage for this afternoon. Reed drains the first. Brings it back up to a 20-point difference. Only a junior on this roster. She's got another year, and she's going to be painting everyone's behind out here in the panhandle. She's now up to 21 in that first half. She had 26 last night in the loss against Campbell County. It's now a 21-point lead. Alcorn drives to the near side, gets it to Watson. 4 second difference between shot and game clock. It's stolen away, though. Scutzball in transition. Williams stops, travels with it. Good defense, good hustle by Hoffman to get back in transition and forced to travel. So it'll be Chadron ball. Got an 18.2 to go on the game clock in this first half. 39-18 is the lead. Driving right with it is Hendrickson. Throws it inside to Watson at the right elbow. Back out to Hoffman. 5 on the clock. Ritterbush gets it, drives toward the paint. Lay-in off the left side is good. Ritterbush with the game up with a Chadron high. 11 points at the end of the first half as Scottsbluff leads 39-20 at the end of 16 minutes. It was the Ava Richa. 21 points in that first half. Reese Ritterbush with 11 as Scottsbluff leads 39-20. We'll go ahead and take a break. Come back for the Shatter Insurance. Insurance Fit Your Needs Halftime Show. You're tuning in to Shatter Cardinal Basketball here on KCSR and ShatterRadio.com.
Shadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Shadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Shadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Shadron Avenue in Shadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301. Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds. They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too. If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672. When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Shadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Shadron or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements. Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Shadron shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. Doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon, they have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4480.
The Shadron Insurance Halftime Show. Shadron Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Visit ShadronInsurance.com.
Welcome back to the Birdcage. 39-20 here at the Shadron Insurance. Insurance Fit Your Needs Halftime Show. Chase Thompson here with you. It was the Ava Reed Show in the first half. She has 21 points, lead all scorers for Scotts Bluff and the entire game. She had 14 in that first quarter and added 7 more in the second. And on the Shadron side of things, it was Reese Ritterbush who went off in the second quarter. Had 8 points, eight of the 10 points for the Cardinals in that second quarter. They had 10 in the first, 10 in the second. Scotts Bluff was up by 16 after the first and extended the lead by 3 in the second quarter, as we have a 39-20 halftime score. Dizzy Alcorn had 4 points for the Cardinals in that first half. Sophie Watson with 3. Callie Hendrickson with 2. And that is all the scoring in the first half for the Cardinals. Shadron went 3 of 8 from charity stripe in the first half and has only hit 1 3. In fact, we've only seen 2 threes hit in this game. 1 from Reese Ritterbush and 1 from Ava Reed for Scotts Bluff. Other scorers for Scotts Bluff include Mia Bowles with 5, Ina Gorilla with 5 as well, Ruth Lively with 4, Heidi Groskopf with 2, and Kinsley Hess with 2 points in the first half. Scotts Bluff is 8 of 11 from the charity stripe in that first half. 39-20 is our score here at the Shadron Insurance to Fit Your Needs Halftime Show. Real quick, I do want to give you an update on a big-time matchup in Lincoln, Nebraska, as the Nebraska Cornhuskers are playing UCLA Bruins. UCLA 15th in the country. This is a men's basketball matchup. My phone wants to go to where I want to go. I can give you the score. It is tied at 24 apiece at halftime. Nebraska hasn't lost the game in over a year at Pinnacle Bank Arena in downtown Lincoln. UCLA, Nebraska, first meeting in quite some time. In fact, since the 1950s, Jerry Bush, grandfather of Nebraska head basketball coach Fred Hoiberg, was the head coach of Nebraska at that time. We got about 5 minutes to go in the halftime break. We'll go ahead and go to our halftime show. Jet Rasmussen with a news update and a Skywatch weather update coming up next here on KCSR.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shadron Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and team driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat,
motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more because Shattern Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, rather you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shattern Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
Hauser's Grab and Go, located in Crawford on Highway 20, is a convenient stop for both locals and travelers alike. Their quick service and fresh offerings make it an ideal place to grab a quick bite on the go. Jason's staff is always nice, friendly, and they'll make your pit stop for gas a pleasant experience. Hauser's Grab and Go not only has a large selection of snacks and drinks, they also offer top shelf liquor to choose from and a great beer selection. Hauser's Grab and Go has something for everyone. With your halftime news update, I'm Jet Rasmussen. The Oglala Sioux Tribe Department of Public Safety responded to a report of an unresponsive male lying on Highway 407 between Pine Ridge and White Clay late Friday afternoon around 5:35. The individual was transported to the hospital where he died of his injuries, according to an OST press release. Following an investigation of the scene, OST police are searching for a vehicle, possibly an S10 Jimny or Blazer, manufactured between 1988 and 2004, with damage to the passenger side headlight and a grill, possibly spray painted black. OST is asking that anyone with information regarding the hit-and-run fatality to contact OST dispatch at 605-867-5111. Officials have not yet released the name of the victim. The first Shattern City Council meeting for 2025 is scheduled for Monday the 6th at 6 p.m. in the council chambers. The meeting's agenda is relatively light, however, there are some new items of business. Once the meeting is called to order, the council is expected to motion for the redesignation of Dustin Glass as street superintendent for the city of Shattern. Other notable items of business include two resolutions, one to approve progress estimate number one to McQueen Equipment for the high-speed loader-mounted rotary plow for the Shattern Municipal Airport. The second, however, would rescind resolution 2018-14 and terminate the memorandum of understanding for the use of the facility, the Annex, on 519 Bordeaux Street. If no public comments are necessary, an informational report from City Manager Tom Menke and closing comments from the council will precede the meeting's adjournment. And looking now at some weather briefly, we are in a winter weather advisory until 11 a.m. tomorrow. Otherwise, tonight a good chance of snow, 90% with accumulation as high as 4 inches. East wind's going to be gusty as well with wind chill values as low as 5 below zero. With your Shadrad Halftime News Update, I'm Jet Rasmussen.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shattern Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and teen driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more because Shattern Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, rather you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shattern Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
Looking for the perfect spot to unwind? Hilltop Lanes in Shattern has it all. Top-notch bowling, delicious food, and a great atmosphere. Whether you're in the mood for a juicy cheeseburger with a cold drink or ready to dive into some fun, Hilltop Lanes has you covered. From bowling and pool to skill games, there's something for everyone. Don't forget to hit up the jukebox and get your favorite tunes playing. Hilltop Lanes, where you can spare some time for strikes and smiles. Find them at 950 West 10th Street in Shattern. And hey, if your game's not perfect, remember, split happens. The air is crisp, the excitement is abundant, and FNIC is here to ensure you're fully covered. Whether you're rooting for your favorite Western Nebraska team from the sidelines or conquering the challenges on the field, FNIC is cheering for you. Embrace the season with confidence, knowing that FNIC backs you with trust, integrity, and communication. Visit FNICgroup.com today for more information about worry-free coverage for home, auto, health, business, and agribusiness. And most of all, best wishes to all our local athletes and teams this sports season.
Thirty-nine to 20 here at the halftime break. Scott's Buffleet and Shattern. You're at the Birdcage. Chase Thompson here with you. This is the Shattern Insurance halftime show. Shattern Insurance, insurance to fit your needs. This third quarter will be sponsored by Kreitz and Schaefer Law. Experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. is all the Ava Reed Show in that first half. She has 21 points. In fact, oh no, she didn't have 9 plus 10 in the first half. Get that reference, you're definitely laughing. As Shattern has the ball going right to left on your radio to begin this second half, it's all the same country kitchen starters for both sides out there. As J.C. Terman has at the right wing, dips it inside to Jesse Alcorn. Help coming, steps through inside the Aero Building Center. Paint missed the shot. And on the rebound, it goes off of Alcorn. So it'll be Shattern, Scottsbluff ball. Alcorn, Gawkins, J.C. Terman, Reese Ritterbush, and Sophie Watson out there for the Cardinals. Scottsbluff has Kinsley Hess bringing across the timeline. He'll dip it to the near side. Heidi Grosskopf looks for Nini Grilla. He gets it over to Mia Bowles. Now left side with it is Hess. Reed on the far side being face guarded by Ritterbush. Step in mid-range J by Grosskopf from the right side. He's long and on the rebound and jump ball. So we Scottsbluff basketball. Reese Ritterbush leads the Cardinals with points so far with 11 points. Entry pass comes into Gorilla. She spins around, fires it over, trying to get over Watson. Reed comes in and just takes the rebound like it was her basketball the entire time. Hess drives inside. Bowles, near side, three ball. High arcing three. Canned it. It's only the second main three of the game for the Bearcats. Third main three between the two sides. So with it is Ritterbush, left side entry, pass into Watson. She turns around, misses it short, tips the ball around, gets it to Cawkins. Cawkins gets taken out from behind, but they're not going to call a foul. And the timeout's taken. Didn't see who called it. Scottsbluff. A 30-second timeout. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's. You design it. Top-notch and butter, including hats, Letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. We're going to take a break for a message from our third-quarter sponsor. Tuning in to Shattern Basketball here on KCSR.
Amy Petra, Matt Watson, Drew Pope, and all the staff at Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office wish the best of luck to area high school students in all their endeavors. Since 1887, Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office has served clients throughout the area with integrity and values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Regardless of your legal needs, call Amy Petra, Matt Watson, and Drew Pope for honest and efficient representation. Kreitz and Schaefer Law Offices, 308-432-3339, located in beautiful downtown Shadron.
Out of the timeout, Scottsbluff leads 42-20. Entry pass from Grosskopf looking for Hess was picked off by the Cardinals, and now the pass looking for Alcorn is thrown into the bench by Ava Reed. Ava Reed, her older sister Olivia, is a really good player for Scottsbluff. Actually helped get him back to the state tournament a couple of years ago. It mistook Ava for her sister Olivia. It's part of that Scottsbluff team that lost to York in the first round of the state tournament a few years back. It's actually on the call for that game. Ritterbush nearly fumbled it. Well, she did, but she got it back without losing her dribble. Now Cawkins at the left elbow, kicks it up top. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Good extra pass. Ritterbush, right side, short corner J, missed. Rebounded by Bowles. She hands it over to Hess. Hess and pass looking for Reed was tipped by Ritterbush. Ritterbush with a great defensive backstyle play. Took it away. Shattern's got some matchups that they want right now, but it's turned over. And now Hessel bringing across the logo right at the bird beak. Near side with it is Bowles at the corner. Entry pass in the gorilla. She turns around, falling the way toward the baseline, and lays it in. Makes it 44-24. Alcorn floater inside the Aero Building Center. Paint goes. Aero Building Center. Are you looking for the right paint for your project? I think Aero Building Center. Goes off, two steps right top of the key, skips it over to Hess, nearly landed in the Scottsbluff bench, driving toward the paint, laying it up and in is Hess, who gets her second made basket of the game, 46-22. Ritterbush, who's been the best player of the game so far for the Cardinals, has it the right wing, now Cawkins drives the right elbow, sat most of the second quarter with two fouls. Ritterbush, high arcing three, it's short, nearly wedged in on the right 10, side of the 10. It is Scottsbluff with the ball, Grosskopf. Near side three, hits off the back iron. Rebound grabbed by Watson. She's left wide open, got the skip pass, and took the three. Cawkins looks for a lane to get. She gets to the right short corner, has to throw it up top to Terman, who has to chase after it. Now Alcorn Driving paint, loses control, nearly traveled with it. Calkins with the head fake. Draws a lot of contact, no foul called. This ball underneath the basket, and it's going to be a tie-up. Shattering ball. As we're going to see Ruth Lively check in along with Dominique Rodriguez. Jove Grisu has been playing some spot duty. He's just played in all but one game this season. We'll join the crew for this one. She checks in for Sophie Watson, who played a lot of that first half. Don't think she sat, actually, in that first half. American Legion, the post-fall American Legion, and Sons of the American, including the Legion Auxiliary and the Sons of the American Legion, are proud supporters of the Shattern Cardinals. Had a shot clock issue right there, so Shattern will get to inbound it. Good pass from Calkins to Alcorn to the right block. She missed it. Off the short layup, gets it back, pushed it up, missed it as well. Lively just comes in, puts her hands above everybody else, and takes it away. Now Reed is going to try to sprint past Riddabush, stops, goes left, using that little cross over and back drill. He's absolutely hated doing when you're a kid playing basketball. Now Bowles turns around and drains it. I beg your pardon, that's Lively. Makes it 48-22. Now Riddabush right wing. Floater on the front of the tin. No good. Rebounded to Reed. Reed has elite athleticism for a high school player. To me, she looks like an NAIA level player. Could play for a GPAC school, so play GPAC, they're pretty good. Driving middle with it is Hess. Right side with it is Bowles. It's along the baseline. Floater is good. And thankfully for the Shattern Cardinals, next week you got Lakota Tech, got Hot Springs, and got Mitchell. You could probably pop off three next week. But doesn't look like today's going to be the day. Three ball for Alcorn. Canned it. Jesse Alcorn with the main three. That is her second main three of the season. And thank you to Kelsey Scott for updating the max prep stats. 25-50. Entry pass into Reed. Alcorn blocks her. And Calkins creates the tie-up. Thought there would be a foul called in there. Scottsbluff or Calkins. So Grosskopf and Gorilla check back in for Scottsbluff. So do Shatter. No, they're going to have to let Watson come in now. No. Oh, they are going to let her come in for Alcorn. Usually on an inadvertent whistle due to the timer going off, they don't let the sub come in, but they're going to let Sophie Watson come in. So it is Calkins, Terman, Grice, Riddabush, and Watson. Riddabush is going to be on Reed the entire time. But it's Hess that's guarding Riddabush at the right wing. Now up top, 10-foot line. It's Calkins, she's actually a few steps right center. And a little cheap foul. Hand check is what I was thinking. Team's first foul of the quarter. That's the first foul on the U.S. side in this. Preston Schaefer Law, third quarter. Calkins has to chase over after the ball on the inbound and draws the foul on Rodriguez. That's her third. That's team second. At this point, I don't think three fouls is going to cause you to sit. No, it might as Jamaica Williams goes to the scorer's table. Calkins drives the right block. She's been held scoreless tonight. Inside the paint, looks left side, fires it short. Grice tips it up in the air, but it's rebounded by Scottsbluff. That was Williams with the rebound. Reed chases after it. Riddabush gets beat by the head fake. Skip pass over to Grosskopf. Grosskopf inside the paint, fires strong. Rodriguez kicks it up to Hess, who fires three and banks it home. Makes it now a 28-point lead for Scottsbluff. Calkins with it up top. Now Riddabush left side. Riddabush drives paint floater, but draws the contact and the foul. And two free throws, actually. Son has her second. That's third foul, and all three fouls have come in the last two possessions. Joe Peters Roofing. You're thinking about any kind of roof repair? There really isn't any other name that comes to mind other than Joe Peters Roofing. And T-Salon and Boutique. Your next hair appointment online with T-Salon. Book your next hair appointment with Tees Salon online or Squarespace or call 308-430-3686. And make sure to stop in to check out the latest in fashion. And Rutterbush goes over 2 from the line. Offensive rebound, though, grabbed by Grice. Good play. Those spot duty minutes are actually extremely important, especially for a younger player like Grice. Underneath the basket, firing up and missing is Watson. Grice with a rebound. 2 rebounds for Grice, but it gets ripped out of her hands. Now Reed dribbles between the legs. Right wing now up top of it is Hess. Skips to the left side. Now Williams in the far corner. There's Gorilla who gets a screen. Goes straight to the basket. No. Cardinals are trying to stop the ball. Turns into a 30-point game. Remember, 35 points in. No, it's a 40-point game, and we do have a running clock. As Terman has it at the right wing, gets a screen from Watson. Deep to drain by Terman. Brings it back to 28-55-27 is our tally. As Girl Scott has it at the left wing. Entry pass in the Gorilla at the right block. Tried to get it down to Hess, but it goes through a couple of Shadow players' hands before it bounces off of Hess. So it'll be Shattering ball. With 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. Driving right side with it is Cockins. Gets a screen from Grice. Usually the backdoor rolls work, but Cockins will pop a 3, miss wide left. Cockins still scoreless. Reed will bring it across. Top, stop, pop, 3 ball, hits off the front 10. Gorilla with a backside rebound. Shot clock turned off as Hess gets it, skips to the far side. Williams will take the D2, no one on her. It's a flat shot, but that doesn't mean it's not going in, and it does. 30-point game, 57-27. Sturman picks up a dribble. Left side with it is Rutterbush. Gets good screen by Watson. You're going to put up your arm, ref. You better call it. But Watson gets it back and lays it up and in. And that'll do it for the third quarter. 57-29 is our score. Scott's Buff goes off for 18. Chatterton with 9 in that third quarter. Third quarter sponsored by Kreitz and Schaefer Law. Experience legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Fourth quarter coming up next here on KCSR.
Whether it's before the game or after, there's only one place to tailgate or celebrate the win, and that's at Wild Barn Grill in downtown Chadron. Cheer on the Cardinals, the Eagles, or the Huskers while downing some delicious eats, a great appetizer, or an ice-cold drink. It's the perfect atmosphere to catch any game any time of the year. Wild Barn Grill in downtown Chadron. A place for great food and great fun, and the best sports fans in Northwest Nebraska. Wild Barn Grill, proud supporters of all the Shadron High student athletes.
Ranchers, are you ready to maximize your herd's potential? Legacy Co-op has everything you need to boost your cattle's health and performance. From our premium grind and mix offerings to our convenient lick tubs, we provide solutions to keep your cattle thriving. Don't forget about our high-quality DDG cubes designed to power up your herd with nutrients they need or our tailored mineral mixes. Don't settle for less. Contact Legacy Co-op. Grow in the future and your profits.
.57-29 as we get in this fourth quarter, which is sponsored by Best Western. West Hills Inn, wherever life takes you, Best Western is there. Driving middle is Gorilla, fires it off the back 10. Goes out of bounds off Gorilla, so it'll be Shattering ball with 7:45 to go in this Best Western. West Hills Inn fourth quarter, wherever life takes you, Best Western is there. So it'll be Gracie Calkins who brings it off across the timeline. 28-point game, 57-29. Rutterbush throws it to Watson, who set a screen for her, turns around, not looking to the basket, but doesn't mean the layup's not going to go in. And it does. Watson now with 7. Reed at the left block. Reed's been held quiet in the second half. Hasn't scored yet. Still leads all scorers as Groskopf takes 3, missed it, goes out of play. Refs are being a little generous towards Shattern right now in terms of the out-of-bounds calls. Actually, no, they're going to call a foul. That is on Bowles, her third, team's first in the fourth quarter. Now, Ava Reed had 21 points in the first half, and she didn't have any in that third quarter. But it was pretty spread out for Scott's Bluff. In third quarter for Shattern, it was a lot of Rutterbush. I beg your pardon, I was using green. So there's a lot of Alcorn, a little bit of Watson as Wedderbush drives left block, fires up the shot, missed it, got harmed along the way, and it'll be going line for a pair. It's on Hess. Her third, team second. Shatter doesn't really have any foul issues. In fact, they went that entire third quarter without a foul. So Wedderbush drains the first. She was held quite in that third quarter as well. Neither team shot a free throw in that third quarter, which, given how this game's gone, that's pretty incredible. And the second free throw is good as well. That'll be timeout taken by Scott's Wolf. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's U Design, top-notch burger, including hats, ottomans, jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. Go ahead and join them for a message from our fourth quarter sponsor, tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Basketball here on KCSR.
Best Western West Hills Inn on 10th in Chadron is your oasis away from home. Offering comfortable rooms with high-speed internet, a continental breakfast, a pool and hot tub, and of course, room for your furry little friends. Traveling to the game or on your next road trip, let Best Western West Hills Inn be your home away from home. Book your stay online at bestwestern.com or call 308-432-3305. While you're at it, check out their Best Western Rewards program. Best Western West Hills Inn, proud supporters of our area athletes.
Out of timeout, Scottsbluff releases Shattering by 24, and Scottsbluff turns it over looking for Mia Bowles on the baseline. Basket cut, so it'll be Cardinal ball. Waiting for Shattering to bring it across the timeline. KCSR's coverage of Shattering High School Sports is sponsored by Wallstrom Ford, Shattern Federal Credit Union, New York Life, Noel Vulcan, and Arrow Building Center. Over to the right side is Calkins. Skips to the right wing. Watson, three ball, got it! Watson now joins Reese Ritterbush in double figures with 10 after that made three. Only the second made three of the game for the Cardinals. Could things be getting a touch interesting here? In Shattern, it'd be a miraculous comeback, and with the shot clock, anything's possible now. It's not the type of basketball where you can just hold the ball and let the clock drain away. Bulls will skip to the left side, Gorilla. Looking for Grosskopf, gets screened though by Reed. Reed just steps out on the flare screen. Hess loses control of it. Now Reed being face guarded by Ritterbush, blows right by her. Good help by Grice, but Reed still puts it in for her first points of this second half. Calkins, head down, drives to the basket, missed the shot, rebounded by Grosskopf and Grice, making the most of her minutes. Fights for the rebound, but it's Scottsbluff Bowles, uses the head, fake steps through, shot blocked by Watson. Gorilla gets uses Bowles as a clear out, and yeah, they're going to call that every single time. It's on Bowles, her fourth. She was just running, using her box out move as a screen, and you can't do that. You can box out, you just can't move on it. You get moved with it, but you cannot be doing the movement yourself. You got to be pushed around, and she was not getting pushed around. Scawkins drives to the free throw line. Terman at the top of the key, head fake. Calkins, pink shoes, drives to the right side, throws up in the air. She's trying to get a foul is what she's trying to do. Throws out a play, but they're going to say it's off Scott's Bluff. KCSR's coverage of high school basketball sponsored by Home Haven, Big Bats Conigo, Security First Bank, Eagles Chevrolet, and Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Entry pass into Watson's block. Calkins gets it back. Tries to create some space with the left hand. Throws it up. Missed the shot. Rebounded by Reed. Skips it up to the far side. Hess tried to bounce past it to Gorilla, and Grice picks it up. Multiple players hit the hardwood. Shattering with the ball. Calkins at the top of the key. She's still held scoreless so far. It's over to Watson on the far side. She'll hand off over to Terman, use a little bit of a spacing screen and a reach-in foul on Scottsbluff. That's four on the Bearcats in this fourth quarter. It's on Reeder first. KCSR's coverage of Shattern High School basketball, sponsored by Orford's Decorating Center. Shattern Lumber, Heritage Seed, Nebraska Land Tire, Hauser's Grab and Go, First National Bank Omaha, Hilltop Lanes, FNIC, Wilds, Legacy Co-op, and Platte Valley Bank. Entry pass Goes to Watson. She gets fouled. That's number five on the Bearcats. So even though it was on, even if it wasn't on the shot, that would have been two free throws. But it was on the shot. So now Sophie Watson will go to the line for a pair. Down 23. She drains the first. Can't see who's about to come in, but there will be a player coming in for Shattering. And the bench, I believe that's Brooklyn Hoffman, as Watson goes 1-for-2 from the line. Here comes the Bearcats. That'll be Kinsley Hess, who brings her 2 steps right top of the key. Gets in trouble. I thought she lifted that right foot. And Redabush got a hand on it. Reed just took her out, though. No foul called. Now with it is Grosskopf, who will skip to the far side. Grosskopf slipped the right foot, so it'll be Shattering ball. Brooklyn Hoffman checking in along with Mia Bowles for the Bearcats. Hoffman for the Cardinals. 59-37, 4:12 to go. And this Best Western West Hills in fourth quarter. Hey, coming up next here on Stereo 6 a.m. KCSR and ShatteringRadio.com, we got boys action. Scott's ball versus Shattering. And Riddlebush uses the head fake to open up a lane to the right side, lays it up and in inside the Arrow Building Center paint. Arrow Building Center. You're looking for the right paint for your project. Think Arrow Building Center. Reed gives it off and just jogs over to the far side. Gets it back, drives baseline. Good help defense by Terman on, and a late foul call. We'll see who that's on. I'm curious. It's on J.C. Terman, who I don't know what she was supposed to do there. She had the verticality perfect, but apparently there's a foul. Reed with the first free throw drains it. That's her first free throw of the game, third actually of the game. She's 3-for-3 from the line. 60-39. Second free throw, nothing but nylon. Makes it 61-39 as Gawkins has it the right wing. Gets screen from Hoffman. Gawkins drives to the basket. Gets fouled. Going up for the shot. We're going to be on line for a pair to try to end the scoreless drought for the freshman. That is on Lively. Her third. Now Gawkins goes to the line for a pair. Steps into the free throw. Hits it wide right. This Scott's Bluff team, they're 5-5 on the year. Scott sits on the board. It's been a rough schedule as of late for the Bearcats, and that's how Scott's Bluff does things. They schedule it tough. Their focus is on the boys' side of things, and the girls need to compete. And they've competed very well so far this season. They're going to go to 6-5 with a trip down east to take on Bennington and Crete, two programs that might be pretty interesting. And the travel is going to be called on Scott's Bluff. Then you got Ogallala, and Ogallala we've seen is pretty tough. Also played Gearing at home. In fact, the next two games are going to be on the roads. Crete and Bennington as Terman hits. 32. That hurt two. It is a two. And a whistle on Shattering. It's on Ritterbush. But the Scott's Bluff team will go to Bennington and Crete next weekend. Go home to host Gearing. And it's going to be a pretty tight window for Scott's Bluff and Gearing. They'll play twice in girls. You don't usually play boys and girls back-to-back with how packed the gyms can be. So they'll split things up for the dates. I believe that first one, though, is a both boys and girls for Scott's Bluff and Gearing. Hawkins gets reached in from behind. They're just going to say it's out of bounds off Scott's Bluff. Got to the right block and got it poked away from her. And we're going to see Callie Hendrickson check back in. She hasn't played at all in this second half. But the second game versus Gearing, that's a girls-only game. And it's at Gearing. That is not uncommon. See the game at Gearing be only game, as in girls or boys only, near major collision between Hoffman and Hendrickson trying to pick it away after the rebound. 61-42 with 2:20 to go. But then they have the Western Conference Tournament. Go to Alliance, which that should be a win for Scott's Bluff. host Sydney, host North Platte, host McCook before they roll into the Glass B 6 sub-district. As Reed with the floater off the backboard and lays it up and in. She gets up to 27, eclipsing her night from last night with 24 last night. Dawkins will drive it across the top. Got a 21-point game. Floater is good by Alcorn. And for Shatter, next week we'll go up to South Dakota for a couple of games at Hot Springs, at Lakota Tech. And Hot Springs just clipped Alliance. That's about the one thing I know about the Bison, is that they just clipped Alliance 42-41 when they met up a few days before the Cardinals met up with Alliance, and we know what happened in that. Then they go to Lakota Tech, host Mitchell next Saturday as part of a three-game homestand, which will include Mitchell and then both Box Butte County schools. Alcorn underneath the basket, missed the layup off the left side, got her on board. Dawkins looking for a first field goal. Should have taken the shot, but she drives in and a tie-up inside the paint with 76 seconds to go in the contest. And coming up on the fifth, 7, no excuses, just results open 7 days a week postgame show. We'll look at the final stats from this one. Scottsville's going to start subbing down. Addie Carmody. Moody is one that checks in. And number 11, Reese Weingart. But next, now 10 days or so could be a good omen for Shatter, especially given how their sub-district works out. You need to get through these next couple weeks pretty unscathed, to be honest. Mitchell, Hemingford, Alliance. Three games that you can expect to be wins for the Cardinals. In fact, I could see them easily going 5-0 in this stretch. Coming up, getting well above 500 before a trip to Custer, a trip to Gearing, Gordon, Rushville. That's going to be a win. I don't know about Custer so much. Western Conference could be fighting for a fourth or a fifth place spot. Hill City, Valentine, Douglas, Sydney. That's the regular season. Sub-districts probably looking at maybe a 3 or 4 seed for the Shattern Cardinals and girls based on how things are looking. They're not in the worst spot in terms of power points. It is Lively at the right block. Pushes it back up top to Carmody. To Williams. I really wish Weingart would get it. As Lively has it at the free throw line. Now Weingart gets it near side. Drives middle. Stops. Pops it. And shot clock expires. And I just got a text saying, go Big Red. So I wonder what happened in Lincoln. Nebraska leads by 10. Late 28 to go. Be a big one. Get Nebraska ranked. But the final score for this one is going to be 63-43, as Ritterbush missed it off the left side. So we're going to do a 15-minute pregame. We're going to go quick through this. We'll go ahead and take a break. Fit 7 postgame show coming up next here on KCSR.
Honesty, integrity, and respect is what you will receive when you visit Wahlstrom Ford in Shatter, Nebraska. As a family-owned and operated business for over 62 years, we understand the importance of our relationship with our customers, and we want to say thank you. We offer a full line of new and used vehicle inventory, as well as a full service and parts department to meet your vehicle needs. Check us out on East Highway 20 in Shatter or online at WahlstromCars.com, where you can see a full listing of our current inventory or schedule your next service appointment.
Your financial future is bright at the Shatteron Federal Credit Union. We offer credit builder loans, signature loans, and so much more. Our youth and teen accounts are high interest bearing, helping our youngsters make the most out of their money, in addition to several other youth programs throughout the year. For our other members, we offer IRAs and CDs, along with other programs to ensure a successful financial future at Shatteron Federal Credit Union, 126 East 3rd in Shatteron, where members mean more than money.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them. Braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
This is the Fit 7 postgame show. Fit 7, no excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week.
Welcome to the Fit 7 postgame show. Fit 7, no excuses, just results, open 7 days a week. I'm Chase Thompson here with you. The Scottsbluff Bearcats stick down the Shattern Cardinals 63-43. Ava Reed had 27 points for the Bearcats. Next up for Scottsbluff was Mia Bowles with 10 points. Nini Gorilla had 9. And Ruth Lively with 6. Kinsley Hess finished with 7. Scottsbluff went 10-13 from the charity stripe. Now on the flip side of things for the Shattern Cardinals, there's Reese Rutterbush who finished with a team-high 15 points. Sophie Watson finished with 11. There's the Alcorn at 11 as well. Three players in double figures for the Cardinals. They hit 1, 2, 3 three-pointers all on the night. Struggled from the field and had more turnovers than made field goals. Callie Hendrickson had 2. J.C. Turbin finished with 4 as well. As Shattern went 7-16 from the charity stripe. Gracie Calkins also had a free throw in this game. This postgame show is sponsored by Fit 7. No excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week. Scottsbluff moves to 6-5. Goes to, I believe, Crete or Bennington next week. It is Bennington first up, then Crete. Shattern drops to 4-4. And we'll go to Hot Springs on Tuesday with Dakota Tech coming up on Thursday. This has been the Fit 7 postgame show. No excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week. We'll go ahead and jump into our between game run since we only got a 15-minute gap between games. So when we come back, we'll have the Shattern Community Hospital pregame show. Tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Basketball here on KCSR.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit 7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit 7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit 7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Arrow Building Center in Shattern is a big supporter of high school sports. So much that when the CHS boys or girls basketball teams hit a shot from inside the paint, it reminds us that Arrow Building Center in Shattern cheers for the home team. From interior and exterior paints to all of your needed painting accessories, Arrow has everything you need to do the job right. Go Cards, on the floor, the mat, or any other extracurricular activity you're part of. From the crew at Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20 in Shattern.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Shattern, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're gonna need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Shagrad Communication Sports. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of the broadcast or use of this broadcast without written permission of Shadrach Communications is prohibited. For archived audio of this broadcast, please visit shadrach.com.
Ah, the holidays. A time to come together and reflect on what truly matters.
The KFC Festive Feast for $25.99.
Feel the joy
of 6 original recipe tenders and 6 pieces of hand-breaded chicken.
Family and friends celebrating.
2 large sides and 3 sauces.
The warmth of
11 herbs and spices.
Love. I was going to say love.
And KFC.
Okay. The KFC Festive Feast. Order ahead on the app and feast for just $25.99. Prices and participation may vary. Tax, dip, and fees extra. Online ordering available at participating locations.
Netflix has huge news for you. The countdown is on. Monday Night Raw is coming to Netflix. Starting January 6th, WWE Monday Night Raw will be live every week on Netflix. Live drama, live heroes, live action. The premiere episode on Netflix will feature some of the biggest names in WWE, such as John Cena, undisputed WWE champion, the American Nightmare Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns, CM Punk, and Bianca Belair. There's never been a better time to step into the ring and stream WWE Raw. WWE Monday Night Raw premieres Monday, January 6th at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, live only on Netflix.
Chadron Motor Company on West Highway 20 in Chadron is your home for GMC, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Bobcat, Polaris, and Coyote. They're the small-town dealer with big-city selection, and they proudly support our area student-athletes on and off the field. Check out their inventory online at ChadronMotors.com. Chadron Motor Company, West Highway 20 in Chadron. Call 308-432-9004. Lock in your radio dial. It's time for Chadron Cardinal Sports.
The following is a presentation of Shadrack Communication Sports. This is the Shadrack Community Hospital pregame show. Exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare, that's Shadrack Community Hospital.
Welcome back to the Birdcage. Boys action between the Shattern Cardinals and the Scuttlebluff Bearcats coming up next here on Stereo 6 a.m. KCSR and ShatternRadio.com. The Shattern Cardinal boys 2-5 on the season. Scuttlebluff 9-1. Shattern's coming off two straight losses to finish fourth. And the George Watson Shattern Rotary Holiday Classic. Scuttlebluff defeated Campbell County last night 82-46. In fact, their only loss came in the championship game of the Doan Holiday Tournament to the defending Class B state champions, Omaha Scott Catholic, which was a 72-58 loss for the Scott Gullion team. You hear Scott Gullion and you hear Kyle Sanders. Well, I'm looking at them right now. That is student and that is teacher. Scott Gullion actually coached Kyle Sanders in high school as an assistant when Kyle was playing for the Alliance Bulldogs in high school. We got about 6.5 minutes to go in the pregame. We'll go ahead and take our first break. Come back with more. Shattern Community Hospital, exceeding the standard, excellence in health, exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare pregame show on Stereo 610 AM KCSR and ShatternRadio.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shattern Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank, and if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Shadron, Crawford, and Hay Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 35 and 20 in Shattern, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen. And now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Shattern, unless you like being stranded.
Welcome back to the Shattern Community Hospital pregame show, Shattern Community Hospital, exceeding the standard excellence in healthcare. I'm Chase Thompson here with you. Let's dive into these teams a little bit more. Scuttsbluff, 9-1, of course, a staple of the state tournament in Lincoln. They ranked fourth in the latest edition of the NEB Preps Coaches Poll. That was back on December 15th. They since have lost to Omaha Scott Catholic, but also won games against Kearney, who has a Division I level prospect on their team, Cheyenne East, 80-67, Maryville, Missouri, in the first round of the Doan Holiday Tournament. And again, Campbell County with their loss being to Wascott Catholic, the defending state champions, who returned most everybody from that team that took home the crown in front of an angry crowd, including an angry broadcaster back in March. The Scottsboro team led by Nate Kelly in scoring. I was actually having a conversation with a college coach earlier today. A little undersized. He's got to improve his numbers. He shoots pretty well, though. 31% from three, 42% from the field. Probably an NAIA-level type recruit, Nate Kelly, and I'm looking forward to seeing him again. I hadn't seen him in a couple of years when he was a freshman for the Scottsboro Bearcats when they played in the state tournament against York a few years ago. I did watch him a little bit last year, but I wasn't too involved in the game. When they took down, I'm drawing a blank on who they took down in the first round of the state tournament last year. Your names you're going to hear also a lot tonight: Trey Boswell, Isai Sabela, Des Smith, Riley Meininger, and Caleb Berta throughout the night for the Scottsboro Bearcats. We'll go ahead and take another break. Come back, give you the Shatterlock keys of the game in the start, and get this one going. You're turning in the Shatterlock Cardinal basketball here on KCSR.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Shadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Shadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Shadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Shadron Avenue in Shadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301. Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds. They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too. If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672. When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Shadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Shadron, or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements.
Oh, welcome back to the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show. Shadron Community Hospital, exceeding standard excellence in healthcare. Let's jump into the Shadron Lock Keys of the Game. Shadron Lock, your local dealer for lock, safe, security cameras, access control keys, and more. And for Shadron, can you just keep up with the Scottsbluff team? Man, series history is not pretty. 24-4 since 2006. Haven't beaten Scottsbluff in 11 years. In fact, the closest game was a 21-point loss in the first round of the Western Conference Tournament in 2020. Odds are this ain't going to be pretty. In fact, the average margin of victory for the Scottsbluff Bearcats is 33 in the past three games. That's absurd. I thought Alliance and Scottsbluff's history was not pretty. This isn't much better. So, can you just keep up with the Scottsbluff team? They got a lot of good players, probably one or two college players down the road on their roster. And for Scottsbluff, just do what you do. So, Shattern, can you keep up with them? Don't get discouraged when you're down early, because the Scottsbluff team will hit a few threes. They've done that for a while, and they'll do it again this afternoon. That's your Shattern Lock Keys of the Game, your local dealer for lock, safe, security cameras, access control, keys, and more. We got one more 1 minute break. We'll go ahead and take it. Come back, tip off coming up next, and along with the Country Kitchen starting lineups. You're tuning in to Shadron Cardinal Basketball here on KCSR.
Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Shadron Shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. It doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon. They have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488. For the best burgers and shakes in northwest Nebraska, it's Q's Dairy Suite in Crawford. This is AM 610 KCSR Shadron.
FNBO is the great big small bank. And for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank, FNBO. Independent and family-owned for six generations, and ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Birdcage. Let's jump into the Country Kitchen starting lineup. Country Kitchen, a place like home on 10th Street in Shatter. And Scottsboro's going to come out with number one, Riley Meininger, followed by number two, Des Smith. Number five, Nate Kelly, one of the better players in the Panhandle this year, followed by number 11, Trey Boswell. Number 24, Kian Delgado. They're coached by Kyle Sanders, assisted by Austin Huffman, Nate Gronison, Otten Hoffman, Tyler Konke, and Jared Cole. And the Country Kitchen starting lineups for the Shatter Cardinals. Looks like it's going to be the same five as normal. They're going to come out with number zero, Thomas Smith, followed by a senior, followed by number two, Brady Daniels, a senior. Number 20, Derek Bissonnette. Number three, Creighton Wright, another senior on this roster. Bissonnette is a junior. And number 22, Talon Jelinek, their head coach by Kyle Sanders, assisted by Zane Hesting and Sam Rischling. That is the Shatter Community Hospital pregame show. Shatter Community Hospital, exceeding standard excellence in healthcare. I'm Chase Thompson here with you. This tip-off is sponsored by State Farm Insurance. My good neighbor, Trey Strathide, and State Farm is there for you. And this first quarter is sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. Scottsbluff going right to left on your radio dial, wearing clean road red uniforms with white numbers, shattering home white uniforms with red numbers, going left to right. It is Scottsbluff who wins the tip. Thank you for joining us here on this Saturday matinee version of Shattern High School Basketball on Stereo, 610 a.m. KCSR and ShatternRadio.com. As Smith drives inside, slips it off over the Delgado, laying good, 2-0 Scottsbluff. Shatter able to break a kind of a slowdown, not true press. As they're going up against a man-to-man defense from Scottsbluff, Daniels gets a screen. Smith guarding him. Now it is Meininger on the right side with it. Smith uses the head fake, gets over to Bissonnette. He had an opportunity at three over Kelly, but he fumbled the reception. Now it's Daniels, top of the key, uses the head fake. Scottsbluff switching everything. A pretty common Scott Gullion thing, or Scotty Gullion. You ever heard anybody who knows him? As Bissonnette drives toward the paint, fires up the shot. Hughes off balance. Smith off the backside rebound and lays it up and in. 2-2 is our score early on. Scottsbluff team, probably the best in the West. Let's see what happens when they play Ogallala here in about a week or two. But definitely a powerhouse that's been doing this for quite some time. Scotty Gullion took over for Tony Siski, as firing three, missing it is Esai, as Des Smith. And it's a rebound by the Cardinals. Nate Kelly's guarding Bissonnette, so we'll see what the idea on that is. As Bissonnette gets to the right side, skips it up top to Daniels. Extra pass over to Jelinek. Two steps left, top of the key. Overhead pass to Ryan, near side. Looking for Bissonnette to get a back screen. They get it to him. He steps the free throw line. Extra pass to Jelinek. And instead of going to the basket, he thought Daniels hanging out over in the corner. And he throws it toward the water cooler, so it'll be Scottsbluff ball off turnover. Cannot have those right now. Scott Gullion, Kyle Sanders, they've known each other for quite some time. Scott Gullion, originally from Alliance. Nate Kelly, number five, for Scottsbluff, gets it, drives the free throw line, turns around, Jay, missed down. It's actually in. Kelly with those first 2 points of the game, and a little bit of one-handed passes, a couple of them happening so far for Shatter, and that one they got away with as it went off a couple of feet into the padding to my right. So it'll be Shatter and ball, two steps right of the key along the baseline. Daniels will inbound, he gets over to Bissonnette. guarded by Kelly. Now Smith pops it top of the key. Three ball, no good. Rebounded by Kelly. Turns around. Looks to the right side. Scuss Buff in transition. This is when they're deadly. Always have been. And Meininger is going to get the lay-in to go off of the right side. Shattering, do not turn this into a track meet, but Jelinek will get to the basket. Off-balance lay-in is good. You do not want this to be a track meet. I will tell you that. I've seen teams beat Scottsbluff. You don't want a track meet, and that's not what they do when you beat Scottsbluff. Extra pass over the near side. The rebound from Boswell hits off the back 10. Kelly with the near side rebound. Flips it over his shoulder to Delgado, who gets it up outside to Meininger. Drives to the paint. No-look layup is good. You do not want to get in a track meet with Scottsbluff. They will run you out of the gym and won't even think twice. In fact, that's second nature for Scottsbluff. So it's Danager. You want to burn this shot clock. Shot clock hurts teams trying to beat that are not as good as Scottsbluff trying to beat them. As Daniels, off-bounce, floater, good. Might have kissed off the glass a little bit. Makes it 8-6, Scottsbluff. Three players with three with a bucket, and Jelinek bounces the entry pass from Kelly. Stolen away by Daniels. Extra pass from Jelinek to Daniels and Smith, and we're tied at 8. The longer Shattering can hang into this game and muddy it up, the better of a chance they have to pull off a mind-numbing upset. Three ball rattles in and out, and a foul on the rebound. It was rebounded by Delgado, and Ryan picked up the foul. I'm saying mind-numbing is the history backs it. So now going to the free throw line is Keon Delgado. Shooting 35% from the free throw line this season, averaging 9 points per game. This is through last night, and the first free throw well short. In fact, it hit off the bottom of the 10. Isai Sabala checks in for Nate Kelly. That's interesting. Nate Kelly last night clips the 1,000 point mark. He's only halfway through his junior season, and Tobin Landon checks in for Creighton Ryan. Second free throw for Delgado was good. 9-8. Like I said, this game needs to be muddy for Shattern to have a dream. Daniels goes right past Smith. Backs it out. Three ball over Delgado. Well short. Rebound caught by Meininger, who looks up floor. Bissonnette turns around to guard him. Driving inside. Kicking it out. It was Boswell. He gets it to Delgado. Baseline. Outside pass is tipped. Escape pass is tipped by Smith and goes into the bench. Now Ryan Hinman, who had a pretty good night for Bluffs, checks in last night. But he had 12, which was a career high for him. And Scottsbluff just gets it in. I need to thank Chris Cottrell from KNEB Sports for the information on this Scottsbluff team. Really appreciate it. And Chris is one of the guys who helped bring me back out here. Diving, using the underhand scoop. Lay-in is good by Boswell. 3-point lead for Scottsbluff. Again, the closer Shattern keeps this game in this first quarter, the better chance that they have against Scottsbluff. Do not want this being a track meet. You do not want Scottsbluff to blow you out of the water early. Entry pass from Daniels into Landon on the left side is good. Tobin Landon's been tearing it up inside the Arrow Building Center paint recently. That was tipped. The fans wanted a carry, and it was tipped. The near side official is signaling, and he's correct. Delgado drives middle. Bigger bar, and that is Boswell. Loses control of it, and that's going to be a foul on Scottsbluff. It's on Edmund, his first, team's first, and Kelly checks back in for Des Smith. I don't know if you could hear the crowd right there, but they were pretty upset. I saw it was tipped, and Kyle Sanders wasn't too upset right there, and he's been showing a little bit more emotion as of late. Shattern team against Valentine did not show any energy until the fourth quarter when Thomas Smith just absolutely went off. Made things interesting against the Badgers. So far interesting here this afternoon against Scottsbluff. 11-10 with under 3 minutes to go as Daniels has it. Just in that three ball. That's way long. He was a little off balance and rushed. Rebound to Scottsbluff in transition. Laying by Sabala on the right side is good. 13-10 Bluffs. We're going to see Caleb Berta check in as well. And a foul on Ryan Hinman. Jelinek's a little bit quicker than him. And Hinman doesn't get reset on defense and commits the foul. So he's going to check out with two. Oswald checks out as well. And Bissonnette checks out. I didn't see who checked in for him. It's Creighton Ryan who checks back in for the Cardinals. 13-10 is the score. Daniels drives, kicks it over to Ryan. Two steps right, top of the key. Now Landon way outside his hot zone. Now Jelinek gets it at the right short block. Actually, a few steps back. Fires off the jumper along the baseline. Missed it. Daniels got a piece of the rebound, but it's tipped up by Berta. Rebounded by Kelly. He comes in transition. Goes right past Jelinek. Good defense, actually, by Jelinek. Landon tipped the rebound to Daniels. Missed it strong because of a great defensive effort by Jelinek. Staying in front of him and forcing the off-bound shot. Kelly with 2 points only so far. And he had 26 last night. So it's Landon left wing waiting for a cutter. And we'll have to skip it to Ryan. Under 2 minutes to go. 15 on the shot clock. 13-10. Thomas Smith had 25 points just in the second half against Valentine back on Tuesday. Now Landon uses the head fake. Jelinek skips it. Daniels. Three on the shot clock. He has to fire it. In line and good! Brady Daniels evens it up at 13 with 90 seconds to go. Kelly, mid-range J, that's well short. Offensive rebound by Delgado, flipped up and in. 15-13 is our score. Shattering, making this game muddy early, and this is what's got to happen. You cannot, Scott's Bluff cannot score more than 20. Extra pass from Daniels to Landon. He fans on it. Been shooting about 85% on those little bunnies from inside the Arrow Building Center paint recently. Kelly with the skip to Berta. Three ball count it. That looks like traditional Scott's Bluff right there. Back to the defender. Boxed him out with the little float pass. And an easy three made. Kelly pushed off Smith right there as Landon gets it. Uses the head fake. Now Jelinek rolls to the basket. Passes it to Smith. 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. 18-13 is our score. First quarter sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. Daniels gets trapped in the corner, flings it over to Landon. Extra pass, Ryan, three ball, in line, count it! Very full house here on hand at the Birdcage. Two-point game, shot clock turned off. Nate Kelly has the ball, hanging out right at the midcourt line, kind of in a little bit of a coffin corner, or the soccer corner, if you want to call it. Kelly near side with it. Three ball from Meininger. Hits off the front of the 10. Smith with a rebound. Smith turns around. Three on the clock. Tries to get some space. And it goes off of Smith. There's going to be two players who check in for Scott's Bluff. That'll be Boswell and Smith. And we're going to see two players from Shattern check in. Tobin Russ and Derek Bissonette. This is to give a couple of guys a blow at the end of the first quarter. And we're going to see Tyson Poirier and Cole Carnahan. This is to give guys blows right now, as in rest. Yeah, we're seeing the main core who are going to control this game for Shattern getting a blow right now. 6/10 of a second. It's going to be a catch and shoot. Pass comes in. Turnaround jumper at the buzzer. No good. And Shattern's in this. 18-16, Scott's Bluff leads after this first quarter. This first quarter was sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. We'll be back in a minute for the start of the second quarter. Tuning in to Stereo Shattern High School Basketball here on Stereo 16 AM KCSR and ShatternRadio.com.
Shoot, they don't take cash at the gate.
It's all good. We can use my new Nebraska Bank student checking debit card.
Nebraska Bank student checking?
Yeah, it's a free checking account for young adults. And get this, I'll earn a $50 bonus after I use my card 12 times in the first 90 days.
$50? Just for using your card?
Yeah, you should get one too. Then you won't have to carry cash all the time. Nebraska Bank is in Shadron, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Hemingford. You can also visit ne.bank.
Qualifications and restrictions apply. See institution for details. Member FDIC.
Looking for the perfect spot to unwind? Hilltop Lanes in Shattern has it all. Top-notch bowling, delicious food, and a great atmosphere. Whether you're in the mood for a juicy cheeseburger with a cold drink or ready to dive into some fun, Hilltop Lanes has you covered. From bowling and pool to skill games, there's something for everyone. Don't forget to hit up the jukebox and get your favorite tunes playing. Hilltop Lanes, where you can spare some time for strikes and smiles. Find them at 950 West 10th Street in Shattern. And hey, if your game's not perfect, remember, split happens.
Well, 18-16 after the first quarter, Scott's Bluff leads the Shattern Cardinals. The second quarter sponsored by Farm Bureau and agent Brian Lindiger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau and agent Brian Lindiger. We've seen upsets already this weekend. Alliance took down Sydney by 11 last night in a game that really proved a lot. So can Shattern be a team that knocks down the best team in the Panhandle? With it right now is Jelinek. Right side, top of the key. Now Landon, left elbow. Shot clock down to 10. Pass nearly picked off by Kelly. They're looking for Daniels. Jelinek splits inside, gets it ripped away from him, gets it back. Isberta, multiple players on the turf. And it's Scutzpuff with the ball who comes out of it. It'd be a good time to take a foul. And it's on the shot, though. It was on Thomas Smith. He fouled Des Smith. In fact, that's only the second team foul in the second foul of the game on the Cardinals. So this game has been electric so far. The pace has been furious. Scutzpuff is doing what they do. And on transition, going so fast that you can barely realize what they're doing. And Shattern's trying to muddy this game up a little bit. That should have been my Shattern-Lock keys of the game in terms of trying to win it, but I thought, you know, based on Scutzpuff and how they're looking so far this season, as it's, Smith goes 2 for 2 from the line. Jelinek laying off the right side, fanned on it. Now Smith, left block, lay in on the right side's good. Delgado with the two. Scutzpuff quickly sprints out now to a 6-point lead after being up by two at the end of the first. 4-0 run to start the second quarter. But you know, you look at the history between these two teams. Look how good Scutzpuff is. This isn't a down Scutzpuff team. They're competing. They're in that run to compete for maybe third in the state. And I'm saying this because I know what Scott and Norris are. I've seen them both play. They are both. They're fighting each other for the state title. Now, who's going to lose to them in the semis is the question. Jelinek inside the paint. Lay-in is good. Jelinek now up to 4. We got a 4-point game. 22-18 is our tally. It's going to be Nate Kelly. Dribble handoff to Smith on the right side. Thought about taking 3. Now Berta over in the far corner. Skips it up to Kelly. Open 3. Very high arcing. And because of that, I'm pretty sure it didn't even touch the net as it went through. 25-18. Jelinek right side lay-in. Kelly with a lot of contact on Jelinek. Shot no good. Tyson Porter is going to check in here in a second. As Smith goes up against Bissonnette. Shot was tipped by Bissonnette. And it's going to bounce out of play off of Scott's Bluff. I beg your pardon, that's Creighton Ryan. I thought that was Poirier. Studio 308, Dean Inch at Studio 308, specialized in signs, banners, vehicles, graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. Shattern Chiropractic, you only got one spy, and take care of it. Supportive chiropractic care at Shattern Chiropractic in downtown Shattern. Scott's also going to run a strict full-court man-to-man press out of the inbound. They're trying not to get burned, so it was really 4-on-4. Good job by Crane Ryan to throw it to Tobin Russ, who just checked in across the timeline. Pass gets back to Ryan. Extra pass to Russ underneath the basket. Uses the body to get some space, and he gets the lay-in to go. 25-20. Shattern hanging with the Bearcats early on in this one. Scott Golian screaming at the top of his lungs as they get it to Kelly. Spins. Fadeaway jumper. Good. Man, Nate Kelly is a baller. First saw him play a couple years ago as a freshman. He's improved tremendously as Landon gets the left block, picks up his dribble. Now Rust, left wing. Delgado, I beg your pardon, that's Boswell swatting at him. A lot of players look pretty similar for me. Scott's Bluff pass down to double Landon. Lay in, fan, tipped out of bounds off Scott's Bluff. It's underneath the basket, so Scott's Shattern will get a fresh shot clock with 5:13 to go. And Scott Golian's going to take a timeout. 30-second timeout. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar Shoe Design. Top-notch of butter, including hats, Letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. Be back at 30 here on KCSR.
Home, car, boat, motorcycle, whatever you need to protect, you can save money and time by bundling your insurance coverage into a single package policy. Add life insurance and save even more. Start by talking to your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent, Brian Leniger, in Shadron. Then, rest easy, knowing you're getting the right coverage at the right price. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
A lot of anxiety here in the gym after the timeout taken by Scott Golian. 27-20, the Scottsbluff Bearcats lead the Shattern Cardinals. Shattern with the ball on the fresh shot clock, landing, gets it. He's looking for Daniels, who's being face guarded by Kelly. Pass comes up outside to Creighton Ryan. Goes back to Daniels at the left elbow. Fake the handoff to Alan Jelinek, check back in. In fact, this is pretty much the starting lineup for the Shattern Cardinals. Well, they're rotating one of the six that typically starts for the Cardinals. Daniels blows the tire. But Kelly got a hand on it, so it'll be shattering ball. 15 seconds on the shot clock. So Daniels will guard it. Right in front of the tunnel to the right side of me. And shattering going left to right. He's actually going to step to the tunnel right now. Kelly will guard for a give and go. Shattering's going to run a couple screens and throw it to Ryan on the far side. And that's actually set up to get a give and go with a back screen, but Daniels is not going to do it. He gets it at the free throw line, guarded by Des Smith. Looking for Thomas Smith, and it's picked off by Riley Meininger. Out to Smith. Smith drives to the basket. Good job by Daniels, not fouling. Shot was a floater, missed. Now Smith gets it. He's the head fake, drives to the basket, stops, pops, misses it long. Rebounded by Meininger, who slaps the ball on the rebound. Throws it up to Smith. Can Landon get there? He does, but he hip checks him and throws him to the free throw line after the main shot. Now Sanders not too pleased with that one. But they called that one off. They called that. Yep, it's on Landon. His first team's second of the quarter. Now to the line to complete the old-fashioned three-point play is Des Smith. He got a 10-point game. Was two. Just a few minutes ago, and now it is 10. 30-20. Scottsbluff, this is what they do. Seen a lot of teams hang with them. And Shatter and muddy this game up a little bit more. Jonak thought about taking the three-inch pass, comes into Smith. It's deflected to Landon. Ryan stops inside the Arrow Building Center paint and gets it to go. Arrow Building Center, if you're looking for the right paint for your project, think Arrow Building Center. Happens on every shot in the paint. Just, I think of Arrow Building Center every time Shatter makes a shot in the paint. But it is Kelly. Gets a double screen. Three ball short. Smith with the rebound. 8-point gain. 30-22. Scottsbluff with the lead. Now Daniels at the right wing. Going up man to man against Boswell. Tries to shake him off. Gets a screen from Smith. Smith rolls to the basket. It's deflected around. I think Smith might have been grabbed from behind, but they didn't call it. Scottsbluff in transition. Slows it down. Where's Kelly? You got to find Kelly. It's Smith, though, with the lay-in. Doesn't Shatter need to find Kelly? Now it's back to a 10-point game, 32-22, 3:15 to go. Seen this happen time to time with Shatter, and they've hung with teams, but just fall off because of passes like that. No one was there. Smith was able to go chase it down. He gets a screen from Jelinek, rolls to the right block, picks up his dribble, skips it to Landon, top of the key, three ball, got it! Back to seven. 32-25. Kelly with the dribble handoff. Berta will take the three. They didn't guard him, so that was intentional. Berta coming into this game was shooting 36% from three, so actually that to me is a guy you got to guard. Well, coming into Friday. Pass goes past Landon. Smith with the recovery. He's being hounded by Meininger. Smith rolls to the left block. Kicks out to Ryan. Uses the head fake. He traveled with it. So it'll be Berta and Isai Sabala who checks in. Cal Sanders is going to counter with Derek Bissonnette. Crane Ryan goes to the bench. He's been playing well. So it'll be Scottsbluff ball. They're going to inbound it two steps right of the scorer's table from my viewpoint, which is toward the Scottsbluff side as Kelly goes right past Jelinek, kicks it out. Berta steps in. Good defense. Skips it. In the air, Sabala, three ball off the front of the rim. Smith with a rebound. Good decision to not turn around and take off. As we're down to 2 minutes to go in the quarter. Daniels bounces it over to Jelinek. Two steps left, top of the key. Waits for Bissonnette, who just checked in to come off the screen. We'll run to the left side. There is a play called right now. Jelinek gets inside the paint, hits it off the bottom of the rim, but it is a foul on Scottsbluff. It's going to be two free throws. These officials throughout the night have been a little late with their whistles. Yeah, it's a packed house, and someone I walked in that I haven't seen in quite some time at a Shattern game, in fact, since the during scrimmage, as head coach for the Shattern State Eagles. They've been off for a few weeks. He just walked in. I guess he's getting a look at Nate Kelly. First free throw for Jelinek, no good. Second one, no good either. You cannot go over two in this game. You won't have a chance. That would have cut it to five, but instead it's still seven. Even one would have made it a two-score game. It's double screen coming. Thinking about taking three. Sabali steps inside. Kelly trying to get it. It's Jelinek guarding him right now. Delgado travels with it. I beg your pardon. That's Boswell who travels with it. So it'll be Shattering Ball with a chance to make it a two-score game. 98 seconds to go in this first half. 32-25 is your score. And I just got a text. Nebraska did take down UCLA. The Huskers should be ranked. We'll get the final score coming up. The Shatter Insurance Halftime Show. That's coming up next as well. Daniels is getting grabbed by Kelly. Fights through it. Gets the screen. Step back look. Drives to the right block. Stops. Kicks it outside to Jelinek. Missed net was there for the extra pass. Good. Dribble handoff. Daniels. Three ball. No good. Hits off the back left of the iron. This place would have exploded. There's a lot of anxiety in this gym. Basketball games like this are fun to call. Berta, right side three ball, good. Second made three of the game. Smith gets it in transition. He slows it down, backs it out. 1 minute to go in this first half, 10-point game. Jelinek has it. Drives to the right block, loses control of it. It went off the head of Kelly, but he was able to flick it back in play to Sabala. He swings to the near side. Meininger thought about taking three, goes baseline, stop. Takes over to Kelly, who takes the three. Good closeout by Bissonnette as it hit off the front of the 10. Rebounded by Daniels. Now Landon skips it over. Bissonnette looks at it, fires the three. Bissonnette, three ball, an air ball. Rebounded by Scottsbluff. Shot clock, game clock, even. Shot clock still turned on, so about 2/10 of a second difference. Scottsbluff looks to make it extend the lead from 10. They're going to take their time. Pass to Kelly. Now we got a play call coming from Scott Golian. Kelly brings it to the near side line. Being hounded, guarded by Jelinek. Gets a screen. Daniels now on him. Kelly looks. Skips it over the near side. That is Boswell who fires three. Close out by Jelinek. But the two is good by Boswell. And the shot, the buzzer hits off the front of the 10. And that'll do it for the first half. Quite frankly, insane first half. 37-25 is the score. Shattered still hanging with Scottsbluff at the end of 16 minutes. The second quarter is sponsored by Farm Bureau agent Brian Liniger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau agent Brian Liniger. We'll go ahead and take a break. Shattered insurance to fit your needs. Halftime show coming up next here on KCSR.
The air is crisp, the excitement is abundant, and FNIC is here to ensure you're fully covered. Whether you're rooting for your favorite Western Nebraska team from the sidelines or conquering the challenges on the field, FNIC is cheering for you. Embrace the season with confidence, knowing that FNIC backs you with trust, integrity, and communication. Visit FNICgroup.com today for more information about worry-free coverage for home, auto, health, business, and agribusiness. And most of all, best wishes to all our local athletes and teams this sports season.
Whether it's before the game or after, there's only one place to tailgate or celebrate the win, and that's at Wild Barn Grill in downtown Chadron. Cheer on the Cardinals, the Eagles, or the Huskers while downing some delicious eats, a great appetizer, or an ice-cold drink. It's the perfect atmosphere to catch any game, any time of the year. Wild Barn Grill in downtown Chadron, a place for great food and great fun, and the best sports fans in northwest Nebraska. Wild Barn Grill, proud supporters of all the Chadron High student-athletes.
Ranchers, are you ready to maximize your herd's potential? Legacy Co-op has everything you need to boost your cattle's health and performance. From our premium grind and mix offerings to our convenient lick tubs, we provide solutions to keep your cattle thriving. Don't forget about our high-quality DDG cubes designed to power up your herd with nutrients they need or our tailored mineral mixes. Don't settle for less. Contact Legacy Co-op. Grow in the future and your profits.
Honesty, integrity, and respect is what you will receive when you visit Wahlstrom Ford in Shatter, Nebraska. As a family-owned and operated business for over 62 years, we understand the importance of our relationship with our customers, and we want to say thank you. We offer a full line of new and used vehicle inventory, as well as a full service and parts department to meet your vehicle needs. Check us out on East Highway 20 in Shatter or online at wahlstromcars.com, where you can see a full listing of our current inventory or schedule your next service appointment.
The Shadron Insurance Halftime Show. Shadron Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Visit ShadronInsurance.com.
Welcome to the Shatter Insurance Halftime Show. Shatter Insurance, insurance to fit your needs. I'm Chase Thompson here at the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Platte Valley Bank, you belong here. Member FDIC, 37-25. Scottsbluff leads at the halftime break. And there really wasn't one player who took over the show in the first half. Scottsbluff had three players with 7 points and one with six. So does Des Smith, Nate Kelly, and Keon Delgado, each with seven for Scottsbluff. Caleb Berta had 2 threes. In fact, that was two of the three made threes of the game for Scottsbluff in that first half as they lead 37-25. It was an 18-16 score up to the end of the first quarter before Scottsbluff ran out to a 19-point second quarter. Shattern, only had nine. And on the flip side for the Shattern Cardinals, it was Brady Daniels, Creighton Ryan, and Tobin Land. This scorebook's interesting, insane at this moment. Brady Daniels with 5, Creighton Ryan with 5, and Tobin Landon with 5 for the Cardinals. And Shatter made 3 three-pointers as well. So the difference has been inside the Arrow Building Center paint, inside the arc so far in this game. Shattern over 2 from the free throw line. Scottsbluff is 4 for 4. That's been a difference as well. We'll roll along through this first half. Real quick score update for you from Lincoln. The Nebraska Cornhuskers defeated the UCLA Bruins 66-58. And like John Rothstein says, Pinnacle Bank Arena, where Big Ten teams go to die. That has been over 1 year since Nebraska has lost at home. Rank them. Just rank them. But we'll go ahead and go into our halftime show. Jeff Rasmussen with an update on the news in the area and a weather forecast. When we come back, we'll get the second half going. We'll see what happens. Scottsbluff has the ability to run Shattern out of the gym. Shattern, they play like they did in the second half against Valentine back on Tuesday. We might have a ball game. Stay tuned. We'll be back in 5 minutes here on KCSR.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shattern Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and team driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shattern Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shattern Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
Your financial future is bright at the Shattern Federal Credit Union. We offer credit builder loans, signature loans, and so much more. Our youth and teen accounts are high interest bearing, helping our youngsters make the most out of their money, in addition to several other youth programs throughout the year. For our other members, we offer IRAs and CDs, along with other programs to ensure a successful financial future at Shattern Federal Credit Union, 126 East 3rd in Shattern, where members mean more than money.
With your halftime news update, I'm Jet Rasmussen. The Oglala Sioux Tribe Department of Public Safety responded to a report of an unresponsive male lying on Highway 407 between Pine Ridge and White Clay late Friday afternoon around 5:35. The individual was transported to the hospital where he died of his injuries, according to an OST press release. Following an investigation of the scene, OST police are searching for a vehicle, possibly an S10 Jimmy or Blazer, manufactured between 1988 and 2004. With damage to the passenger side headlight and a grill, possibly spray painted black. OST is asking that anyone with information regarding the hit and run fatality to contact OST dispatch at 605-867-5111. Officials have not yet released the name of the victim. The first Shattern City Council meeting for 2025 is scheduled for Monday the 6th at 6 p.m. in the council chambers. The meeting's agenda is relatively light, however, there are some new items of business. Once the meeting is called to order, the council is expected to motion for the redesignation of Dustin Glass as street superintendent for the city of Shattern. Other notable items of business include two resolutions, one to approve progress estimate number one to McQueen Equipment for the high-speed loader-mounted rotary plow for the Shattern Municipal Airport. The second, however, would rescind resolution 2018-14 and terminate the Memorandum of Understanding for the use of the facility, the Annex, on 519 Bordeaux Street. If no public comments are necessary, an informational report from City Manager Tom Menke and closing comments from the Council will precede the meeting's adjournment. And looking now at some weather briefly, we are in a winter weather advisory until 11 a.m. tomorrow.
Otherwise, tonight, a good chance of snow, 90% with accumulation as high as 4 inches. East wind's going to be gusty as well, with wind chill values as low as 5 below zero. With your Shadrad Halftime News Update, I'm Jet Rasmussen.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shadron Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and team driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shadron Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shadron Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them, braiding your daughter's hair, or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling, it's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Arrow Building Center in Chatham is a big supporter of high school sports. So much that when the CHS boys or girls basketball teams hit a shot from inside the paint, it reminds us that Arrow Building Center in Chatham cheers for the home team. From interior and exterior paints to all of your needed painting accessories, Arrow has everything you need to do the job right. Go Cards, on the floor, the mat, or any other extracurricular activity you're part of. From the crew at Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20 in Chatham.
Welcome back to the Birdcage. Second half coming up next here on Stereo 610 AM, KCSR, and ShadowRadio.com. 37-25 is the score at the halftime break. It was Scott Spoloff leading 18-16 at the end of the first half. Then exploded out. I ran Shadron pretty well in that second quarter to get it to 37-25 in this second quarter. Scott Spoloff had the ball going left to right on your radio now to begin this second half. We're in there. Road red uniforms with white numbers. Shadron going right to left on your radio. Home white uniforms. And it'll be Nate Kelly who brings the brawl across the timeline. Thank you for joining us. This third quarter sponsored by Greg Schaefer Law. Experience legal professionals with values written in the Nebraska Panhandle. Keon Delgado underneath the basket. Missed the first. Got the second one to go. Makes it a 14-point game. So it'll be Brady, Daniels, Tobin, Landon, Creighton, Ryan, Thomas, Smith, and Talon Jelinek out there to begin this third quarter for the Cardinals. It's Derek Bissonette, who was in the starting lineup, not out there for the Cardinals. Tobin Landon replacing him for your Shadonlock Keys. The second half, stay in this game. You proved against Valentine you can play in the second half. Thomas missed the three. Jelinek with the offensive rebound threw it to Ryan, who dribbles behind the back, skips it over to Jelinek on the far side, right in front of the Shadron bench. Can you stay in it? Daniels, three ball. It's off the back 10. It was a long rebound, landed in the hands of Riley Meininger, who sprints the length of the court. Layup is good. Kyle Sanders standing with his hands on his head. This one might get ugly quick. Scott's Bluff team is a lot better than this Shadron team. They proved it in the stat book all year. It's not Valentine. Valentine, just athletic. I didn't think they were that skilled. Just they had one guy. That's it. Smith catches it off the hard pass from Ryan. Landon three ball off the front of the iron. Kelly with the rebound. He sprints up the floor. Goes past Jelinek. Throws it to the far side. Three ball coming from Boswell. Good. That should draw a quick timeout by Kyle Sanders. Now it's 44-25. Scott's Buff on a quick 7-0 run to open up the second half. Daniels being hounded by Kelly. Gets across time left. Four extra seconds to spare. Hands it off over to Ryan. Landon sets the screen, rolls the basket. Ryan going up against Delgado. with a dribble handoff to Daniels. Daniels has a switch. Entry pass in the landing. Gets up in the air on the backside block. Was Boswell. Here he comes in transition. Turns around. Stops. Pops over Daniels. Floater hits off the back 10. Ryan fumbles the rebound, but catches it. Daniels brings it across the feet of the bird. Throws it over to Smith. And Boswell dives out of bounds, trying to throw it back in, but he was out when he touched it. So it'll be shattering ball. Smith throws it into Jelinek. It's a dribble handoff. Smith somehow inbounds. He'll bounce it over to Daniels. 15 on the shot clock, 44-25. Scott's Bluff on a 7-0 run to begin this second half. Smith, far corner, he stepped over himself, his feet, but he drains the three. And a timeout taken by Kyle Sanders. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's U Design. Top notch butter and cleaning hats, Letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. We'll be back in 30 here on KCSR.
Amy Petra, Matt Watson, Drew Pope, and all the staff at Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office wish the best of luck to area high school students in all their endeavors. Since 1887, Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office has served clients throughout the area with integrity and values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Regardless of your legal needs, call Amy Petra, Matt Watson, and Drew Pope for honest and efficient representation. Kreitz and Schaefer Law Offices, 308-432-3339, located in beautiful downtown Chadron.
KCSR's coverage of Shattern High School basketball sponsored by Wallstrom Ford, Shattern Federal Credit Union, New York Life, Noel Vulcan, Arrow Building Center, Home Haven Furniture, Big Bats Conoco, Security First Bank, Eagle Chevrolet, and Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. 44-28, Scotts Bluff leads out of the timeout. It was a three ball by Thomas Smith, and a quick entry pass, an easy layup for Keon Delgado. Makes it 46-28. Crowd has thinned out a little bit. Scotts Bluff has taken advantage of what's going on. It's a really healthy crowd given the weather and the roads right now. Daniels drives baseline, throws it over to Ryan. Daniels gets it back, dribble handoff to Smith, who uses the rim for protection. He lays it up and in. They need Thomas Smith to do what he did back on Tuesday. They need a little bit of defense as well. 16-point game underneath the basket, laying good for Des Smith. So we'll go to first names between those two the rest of the time. 48-30. Scott's off with the lead. Kelly swipes at Daniels as he drives by. Picks up his dribble, steps through, lay-in is short. Scott's off can't decide he wants the rebound. Instead of the be shattering ball because of that. That'll be Isai Sabala checking in for Delgado. I beg your pardon, Boswell. Scott's ball defense has been pretty suffocating, and we got a water bottle rolling on the floor. Somehow the ref knew that was coming. And with a grin, says something to Derek Bissonnette. Entry pass comes into Smith with the inbound coming. 2 steps left of the left block. All good. Good move by Jelinek. He's in trouble. Throws it to Smith. Steps through. Throws up in the air. He missed a shot. There's 4 of the 5 guys within a 2-foot circle. Extra pass. Sabala near side 3-ball. Hits off the back of the rim. But that's what's going to happen against Scott's Bluff on that offensive possession. When you get 3 or 4 guys inside a little circle, they tend to turn you over. And Scott's Bluff is up there with the best in Class B. I've watched a lot of Class B basketball over the past few years. Scott's Bluff team is up there. Now, they're not going to touch Norris or Omaha. They, quite frankly, it was proven already. Former Scott's Bluff coach Tony Siski said Norris is better than Scott. As Bissonnette fires a 3, it's long. So it's going to be a battle for who can finish third. And there's not a third place game in Class B anymore. Daniels tips the entry pass, throws it back in to Jelinek. But the Scott's Bluff team is probably the best in the West right now. Daniels uses the head fake to get past Kelly. Bissonnette with the arrow building, with a shot from inside the Arrow Building Center paint. Missed. Rebounded to Bluffs. Here comes Kelly. He has a few options. He'll go to Sabala near side corner. 3-ball. Well short. Rebounded by Landon. Daniels with the bounce pass to Jelinek. 2 steps left. Top of the key. Gets it to Smith. And they're going to call a pass interference on Scott's Bluff. I'm kidding. It's Meininger with the grab. That's his first. His team's second. As we're going to see Ryan Hinman and Caleb Berta check in. Daniels looking for some help to get it in. He throws up the land on top of the key. Now Bessonette two steps right wing. Daniels dribbles between the legs, drives to the top of the key, tries to cut, find Bessonette on the backdoor cut, and gets deflected. Out of play, he'll stay on this end. Both coaches yelling at the top of their lungs, instructing their teams. Daniels will inbound it. Standing between the A and the R on the Cardinals, which goes left to right along the baseline from my view. Landon now the left elbow, gets it over to Daniels, near side corner, 20 on the shot clock, 48-30. Daniels drives inside the paint, misses the shot, rebounded by Berta. Turns up the floor, 3 minutes to go in the quarter. Daniels with the strip steal. Daniels with the lay-in off the left side. He got inside the Arrow Building Center paint, which makes me think that any time you're looking for the right paint for your project, think Arrow Building Center. Driving the left side with it is Meininger, kicks it over to the corner. Now at the top of the key with it is Des Smith. Throws in the entry pass and a three in the key call is coming. I didn't even have to look. I knew what that one was because I could see it out of the corner of my eye as Cole Carnahan checks in for Shattered. Thrive Financial, expert financial advice that starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Russ and Shattered at 308-430-0760. Fire Nice Mechanical. Fire Nice Mechanical, your written pulp partner in Shattered. Making your home or business feel like the perfect season, all season. Call the guys in the know about a ream unit today at 308-432-6732. Carnahan with the extra pass. Smith, three ball, got it! Back to a 13-point game. Now Kelly to respond, and he drains it. That was Berta, I beg your pardon. And a whistle. A timeout is taken by Scott Golian and the Scotts Bluff Bearcats. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's You Design It. Top-notch embroidery, including hats, linemans, jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. We'll go ahead and keep it here. I wish the teams would keep, try to separate the shot clock from the game, from the scoreboard clock, please. I would love the time right now. I can see the score, which is 51-35, Scott's Bluff. Scooter's Coffee, their buttery smooth signature caramel flavor is now sugar-free, combined with their world-class espresso for an unbelievably delicious, rich flavor. Try it your way, hot, iced, or blended. Trust us, trust me, I had this earlier today. One sip and you'll be smiling. American Legion, the Post-12 American Legion, including the Legion Auxiliary and the Sons of the American Legion, are proud supporters of the Shattern Cardinals. Joe Peters, if you're thinking about any kind of roof repair, there really isn't any other name that comes to mind other than Joe Peters Roofing. NT Salon and Boutique, book your next hair appointment with T-Salon online or Squarespace or call 308-430-3686 and make sure to stop in to check out the latest in fashion. Out of the timeout, Scotts Bluff leads 51-35, 2:09 to go. In this Kretz and Schaefer Law third quarter. It was Scotts Bluff who called the timeout. It was a full timeout off the made three by Caleb Berta. That's his third made three of the game. In fact, he leads everybody with a made three. Thomas Smith with two for the Cardinals. He hit his second one just on the last possession. And it's going to be a 1-3-1 zone. Okay. Yeah. Good play, Scotty. Shattern turns it over. We're looking for a back cut when trying to find the high zone, and ball gets turned over. Scott Golian, the head coach of Scotts Bluff, they don't run much zone. They never have, and through the history of Scotts Bluff and their recent success, as Boswell fired three, he missed it, rebounded by the Cardinals. They don't run much zone. Never have. It's been an in-trouble play. Smith, three ball off the front of the rim. Carnahan fighting for the rebound, deflects it. It's going to stay on this end of the floor off of Scotts Bluff. Shot clock will reset 51-35. This Shattern team's hanging around. I've been pretty impressed. It's kind of slipped away from them, but they've hung around. This game is interesting. It's a 2-3 zone, actually. Daniels, high arcing three, got it! Scotts Bluff switched to zone, and Brady Daniels made him pay. Back to a 13-point game. Step back, three ball, got it. Scotts Bluff responding every single time as Riley Meininger hits three from two steps right top of the key. His first main three of the game. skip pass over to Daniels. Shoves it to Smith. Drives baseline. Hands it off to Bissonnette. Traveled with it. Took the extra step, and the officials are going to catch it. As Nate Kelly, along with Des Smith and Keon Delgado, check back in for the Bearcats. We're going to see Crane Ryan and Talon Jenick. I won't be surprised if this is a breather type sub. No, they're going with the main five right now. In fact, the Country Kids in the starting lineup is out there for the Shattering Cardinals. 1 minute to go, 54-38. Scott's Bluff in the lead. Daniels tried to pick Kelly. Kelly drives the basket, missed it. Loose ball on the floor. Jelinek dives on it, throws it. Scott's Bluff ball. Shot clock did reset. We had a 12-second difference between shot and game clock, 12.3 to be exact. So inbounding it will be Boswell. Tries to find Kelly, and Daniels gets it, throws it off of Kelly as he ran into the padding, and it'll be shattering ball. 54-38, 16-point difference in this game. Impressive how Shattern's, by terms of playing Scott's Bluff, this is hanging around. Ryan drives to the left block, spins, misses it, gets his own rebound. Gets up, gets his defender up in the air, and then loses control of it. And the fans of the near side wanted the foul. And there was a lot of Shattern State basketball players actually over there. Shot clock turned off. Scott's Bluff will wait for the final shot. Shattern with four fouls to give. I'd give one. Now. Foul. Kelly uses the head fake, kicks to the near side. Smith over. Jelinek misses a shot. Daniels skips to the right, and that'll do it for the third quarter. 54-38 is the score after the third quarter. This third quarter was sponsored by Kreitz and Schaefer Law, experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. We'll go ahead and take a break. Fourth quarter coming up next here on KCSR.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Shattern, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're going to need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
.54-38 is your score as we go into the start of the Best Western West Hills in the fourth quarter where our light takes you. Best Western is there. Scott's Bluff with 17 points in that third quarter. Shattern with 13. And they stretched the lead out a little bit more. Scott's Bluff, Shattern's by definition, with playing against Scott's Bluff, is hanging around. You don't see many teams hang like this. Thomas Smith drives baseline, missed the floater from the right side. Rebound in Scott's Bluff. Nate Kelly looks up the floor, sprints up the floor. He's at 7 right now. Jumps, spins. Gets his shot blocked first time, and I think they're going to call, based on what I saw, the first contact was a blocked shot, the second one was not, and it's on Jelinek, and yeah, that's why I believe that. His first team's second. Beg your pardon, his second team's first. I'm going to wipe off the ball. Sweat towel. Hey, our next broadcast of Shattern High School Basketball is coming up on Tuesday night. We'll be up in Hot Springs, South Dakota. The Shattern Cardinals take on the Hot Springs Bison. We'll get going with girls pregame at about 5:20 p.m. Boys. Tip-off for the girls to follow. Boys to follow on later on the night. That'll be coming up on Tuesday night. We'll get Sports Weekly going again. Nate Kelly goes 1-for-2 from the line. Sports Weekly will restart on Wednesday night. Let's see. I kind of want to go with basketball for Wednesday. We'll see if we can maybe get Crane Ryan and Thomas Smith and Brady Daniels to join us, but we'll see. But that's Sports Weekly coming up on Wednesday night. And a reach and foul on Scott's ball. On Des Smith. There hasn't been that many fouls in this entire game. It's been 5 on Scott's Bluff, 4 on Shatter. Yeah. No, 5 on Shatter. It's 5 and 5. That's impressive. Stubborn landing goes left elbow, picks up his dribble, dips it down to Brady Daniels being hounded by Nate Kelly. He's trying to get Kelly off. Throws it to Smith, and Smith was actually being grabbed from behind. They're not going to call. I've seen these refs before. And when this crew is here, it tends to be pretty high-level basketball. And high-level basketball, they let that happen. You got to earn it. By definition, is it a foul? Yeah. You're not going to call it, though, when it's high-level. Watch the NBA, watch college. You're going to see grabbing happening. It's whether the impediment's too much. Kelly blows right past Jelinek. Missed on the layup, though. Rebounded by Landon on the backside. 55-38 as we've crossed the top of the 3 o'clock hour here on Stereo 16 KCSR and ChatternRadio.com. Daniel's got his shot blocked. He looks gassed out there. Skipped over to the far side. Meininger steps into a three, hits it off the front 10. Offensive board on the backside by Boswell. Hands it off over to Smith. Smith pops Carnahan in the chin and gets layup to go. Carnahan's not happy. I wouldn't be too. Now it's a 19-point game. Chatterin. I'm not disappointed in this. Landon's wide open in the left side corner, but they're not going to get it to him. It's Daniels who has the top of the key. Now Carnahan, 2 steps outside the left block, drives to the free throw line, dribble handoff to Jelinek, and gets the lane, gets a shot blocked, though, by multiple Bearcat players. That's 3 straight possessions of the block shot by Scott's Bluff. And here comes Des Smith. No hand and no look pass to Delgado, who lays it on the backside, and that'll result in a timeout taken by Shadron. It's a full timeout. So timeout on the floor, 59-38. Scott's Bluff leads Shattern with just under 6 minutes to go. We'll go ahead and take a break, come back, and ride this one out. You're tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Basketball here on KCSR.
Best Western West Hills Inn on 10th in Chagrin is your oasis away from home. Offering comfortable rooms with high-speed internet, a continental breakfast, a pool and hot tub, and of course, room for your furry little friends. Traveling to the game or on your next road trip, let Best Western West Hills Inn be your home away from home. Book your stay online at bestwestern.com or call 308-432-3305. While you're at it, check out their Best Western Rewards program. Best Western West Hills Inn, proud supporters of our area athletes. For the best burgers and shakes in Northwest Nebraska, it's Q's Dairy Suite in Crawford. This is AM 610 KCSR Shadron.
KCSR's coverage of Shadron High School basketball is sponsored by Shadron Lumber, Heritage Scene, Morford's Decorating Center, Nebraska Land Tire, Hauser's Grab and Go, First National Bank Omaha, Hilltop Lanes, FNIC, Wilds, Legacy Co-op, and Platte Valley Bank. Out of timeout, 59-38. Scott's Bluff leads the Shattern Cardinals. It's a tight game after the first quarter, but Scott's Bluff has just been slowly stretching it away. Nate Kelly swats the pass away from Daniels. He tried to throw it, and Kelly just swatted into the stands. Daniels will inbound at 28 seconds on the shot clock. He throws it over to Thomas Smith. Ryan throws it right back to Smith in front of the Shattern bench. Top of the key with it is Landon. Waits for a couple screens to roll around now. Ryan uses the head fake. Takes a couple steps in. Nearly travels with it. Finds Thomas Smith. Gets it stripped away from him. Kelly with the steal. No look pass to Sabala on the backside. And he lays it up and in. Now up to a 23-point lead. Carnahan's going to check in. Brady Daniels has sat 6/10 of a second this game. 61-38. Daniels waits for a couple screens to roll around. Swings it over to the right side. Daniels cuts toward the basket and gets the pass back and lays it up and in. He's down to 12. That's the first 2 points of the quarter for the Shattern Cardinals. They went on a 3-minute scoreless drought. Jonix swats Kelly, but Kelly will be on the line. This is third. Now Kelly go to the free throw line. Been held pretty quiet tonight. James is first. Carnahan checks back in for Thomas Smith. Kelly to make it a 23-point game. Switch the free throw. He's up to 10. Scott's plus 7-8 from the free throw line, 63-40. Jelinek has it 2 steps left, top of the key, spins around inside the paint. Floater is well left. He hit the deck, and the ball landed on the baseline. So going into this week, to be honest, I knew there was a good chance Shatter was going to go for over three. I didn't expect it because I thought they'd be a little bit more competitive against Valentine, but you look at Oklahoma, you look at Scottsboro, if you get the top two teams in the Panhandle on your schedule going into the week, that's brutal, especially when you're a team that's been struggling to find your identity and who you are, and I feel like you just don't have the players that you need to compete against the top of the top. As Boswell takes the three from the left side, top of the key. Or left wing, I beg your pardon. He gets his rebound back, but Jelinek rips it away, throws it to Daniels. Now, you're going it. Now the Shattern Cardinals do have a stretch where they might have an ability to get some wins. Now, Hot Springs, I'm not certain about that because Alliance barely took them down. And we're going to have a new player coming in for the first time today. George Small checks in. But you get some opportunities ahead if you're the Shattering Cardinals. Go to Hot Springs on Tuesday. Host Mitchell next Saturday. The girls in Lakota Tech will be on Thursday, of course. And apparently that's a pretty common thing for Lakota Tech to only host one game tonight. Well, two, JV and varsity. As driving the right side basket and laying it in is Boswell. Now up to 25. But, yeah, Mitchell coming up on Saturday. And there's a lot at stake. Sub-district positioning, wild-card positioning, there's a lot at stake in that game coming up next Saturday. But after that one, after that getaway game at Hot Springs, we're going to be at home for three straight. So three out of four at home right now. And if you want to include the holiday tournament as being home games, you want to include the games versus Douglas. The game versus Douglas is about seven straight games in the community of Shattern for the Shattern Cardinals. And Shattern turns it over. Driving the basket, Boswell missed it. Ball gets deflected. Boswell will take the near side corner three and hit it off the front of the iron. Carnahan with it, but a foul on the rebound. Tustin Poirier and Tobin Russell check in. I'm going to call it on Jelinek, who is just gassed. This is fourth team's third. Jace Powell will join, along with Tyson Poirier and Tobin Rust. Trey Owsley, Haven catches, coming on the floor. And Scott Golian will bring in a couple as well. I've seen Ryan Hinman check in. I've seen Oliver Carpenter check in. And I believe now that is Domingo Gonzalez. Gomez, I beg your pardon, who checks in. Shattern has none of the starters out there now. So we got one player suited up. That's, I believe, JT Bando. With it is Caleb Berta. Remains across top of the key. Scottsboro has two players still with warm-ups on as Berta lays it up and in. This is his first field goal. That was not a three in this game. 67-40, and here comes the other two. Papa loses control of it. Hands it off over to Ketches. A shot from inside the Arrow Building center paint goes in. He's had 5 points in his last two games that he's appeared in. Out of three made in the Ogallala game. Three ball. Good by Berta. Scott Golian's going to take a 30-second timeout. Timeout is sponsored by Dunbar's. You design it. Top notch embroidery, including hats, linemen, jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. Scott's Bluff is right at their average now of 70 points per game. 71. It was a 30-second timeout, by the way. And it looks like it's going to be Keon Delgado. Caleb Berta with that three to take the lead, team lead in scoring. In fact, game lead. It's been a pretty spread out effort by the Scottsbluff Bearcats. Keon Delgado with 13. Caleb Berta with 14. Riley Meininger with 9. Des Smith with 9. Nate Kelly with 10. And a few to be determined. .70-42, got 2:15 to go in this one. And Rust hits the deck, turnover. Here comes Carpenter on the left side. And a foul going the other way. It looks like Tobin Rust just took a charge. Beg your pardon, that was Gomez. Scuzzle's completely cleared the bench out. So is Shattering. Thomas Smith's going to go down as the team leader in points for the Cardinals as now Trey Owsley has it at the right block. Good defense by Scott Spoff. He missed the shot. Tobin Russ fighting for the rebound. He gets it, loses control of it. Pop out with recovery. The drive out. Catches three ball. Almost hits it. That would have been 2 for 2 in his last two attempts, but he missed that one. It's rebounded by Scott Spoff. 98 seconds to go. Driving middle, kicking outside is Small. Three ball coming. It's off the back iron. That was Kobe Strom. Took three, number 22. As Papa gets at the right elbow, dips it into Ross, who fans on the shot. Poirier with a backside rebound, turnaround floater, got it to go. Timeout taken by Kyle Sanders. .30 timeout. We'll keep it here. If it was a minute, I was going to probably get a break built, but we'll keep it here. .15 to go. 70-45, I beg your pardon, is the score. Scottsbluff leading Shattern. So next broadcast, Shattern High School basketball, will be on Tuesday night up in Hot Springs. Can't wait to bring you. It'll be my first time ever calling a game outside the state of Nebraska. We'll get going at probably about 5:20 p.m. Mountain Time. We'll tip off coming up at 5:30 for girls. Then on Thursday, it will go about 5:20 as well. And going forward during non-tournament games, we'll probably do a 10-minute pregame. Unless I find that it's worthy of going extra, whether an event or something like that happens that we need to discuss in the Shattern Community Hospital pregame show, we'll go 10 minutes unless that happens. But once we get to tournament play like the Western Conference and sub-districts, we'll go 15 for our pregames. Western Conference tournaments in a month is just under a month. As the three ball is taken on the far side by that's not even listed on the roster. Number 13 for Scottsbluff. And a turnover. And catches! Swats Eric Sabala. Wow. That was a big-time swat. And Joey Teobando is going to check in for the Cardinals. Wow. Haven catches. I like this I like this kid. He's only a freshman. Man, is he fun to watch. He gives it his all. He's the type of player you want on your practice squad. No matter how good he is on the floor, you want him on your practice squad. As Small misses the three. Long rebound comes out to Scottsbluff. We got a 5-second difference between shot and game clock. Scottsbluff nearly turns it over. It's Eric Sabala in the corner. Skips it over to Domingo Gonzalez, and they're just going to hack some threes. Pop out with a rebound. Scottsbluff's going to finish with 70 points. Now the final for Shattern, we'll see here in a moment. As Russ drives baseline, lay-in is good. He's up to 4 now. And that'll probably do it. 70-46 will be our final score. Scottsbluff continues the run against Shattern as one. Their last 12 against the Cardinals. And the final score is 70-46. This fourth quarter has been sponsored by Best Western West Hills Inn. Wherever life takes you, Best Western is there. Shattern hung with the Bearcats 18-16 after the first quarter. It's been Scottsbluff ever since. And your final score ends up being 70-46. We'll go ahead and take a break. Fit 7, no excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week. Postgame show coming up next here on KCSR.
Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank, and if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Shadron, Crawford, and Hay Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 35 and 20 in Chadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen, and now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Chadron, unless you like being stranded.
Chadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Chadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Chadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Chadron Avenue in Chadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301.
This is the Fit 7 Postgame Show. Fit 7, no excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week.
This postgame show is sponsored by Fit 7. No excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week. I'm Chase Thompson here with you. 70-46 is the final score. The Scottsboro Bearcats take down the Chadron Cardinals. Chadron hung with them in the first half. It was an 18-16 score after the first quarter. Then Scottsboro kind of took off. I figured they would. That's the way they do things. That's the hallmark of a good team. Is, you know, it's not about the first quarter. It's about the second. It's about midway through the second and third and the fourth. And Scottsboro did that this afternoon, as they took down the Chadron Cardinals by a 70-46 score. I was pretty surprised at the lack of fouls. No one got into the bonus this afternoon. In fact, Chadron with three fouls in the fourth quarter was the most by any team in any quarter, as the Cardinals fall to 2-6 on the season. They are riding a three-game skid as we go to Hot Springs coming up on Tuesday. Scottsbluff goes to 10-1 on the season, now on a two-game winning streak, and have won 10 of 11 this year, their one loss being to the defending Class B state champs in Omaha Scott Catholic earlier, and about a week ago in Crete. Cardinals, it's been a long season so far, and we'll see how it continues, but we need to see some things improve. Chadron Cardinals have Hot Springs coming up, then Mitchell next Saturday. It's only one game in the next 7 days before Mitchell comes to town. Coming up on Saturday, it starts a three-game homestand where the Cardinals will call Tuesday a getaway game, heading up to the Black Hills. Oh, Hot Springs weather looks good to make the trip, so we'll be there with pregame beginning at 6:20 for girls and tip-off following at 5:30. 5:30 tip for girls. We'll go ahead and take a break, look at some final stats, and wrap this one up. You're tuning in to the Fit 7 postgame show on KCSR, on 610 AM KCSR and ChadronRadio.com.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit 7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit 7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches, or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit 7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds.
They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too. If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672. When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Shadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Shadron or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements.
Oh, welcome back to the Fit 7 postgame show. No excuses, just results open 7 days a week. I'm Chase Thompson here with you one final time from the Birdcage this afternoon as Shadron Cardinals get swept by the Scotts Bluff Bearcats. 70-46 was the final score of the boys' game. Thomas Smith led the Cardinals with 13 points. Brady Daniels fell right behind him with 12. Thomas Smith averaging 20 points per game in his last two. Most of that coming in the second half of both games, to be quite honest with it. He's been heating up as the game moves along. Crane Ryan finished with 5. Talon Jonak and Tobin Russ finished with 4. Tobin Landon with 5. Haven Catches had 2. And Tyson Poirier had 2 each in garbage time. Scotts Bluff was led in scoring by Caleb Berta with 14. Nate Kelly finished with 10. Keon Delgado with 13. Riley Meininger, Des Smith, and Trey Boswell with 9 as well. Isai Sabala with 4 for the Bearcats. So the Bearcats moved to 10-1. Shattern moves to 2-6. Next broadcast, Shadron High School Sports, will be Tuesday night from Hot Springs, South Dakota. The Cardinals take on the Hot Springs Bison. I'll be up there with that pregame scheduled for approximately 5:20 p.m. with tip-off following at 5:30. Well, if you're going to be out and about in the Shadron area tonight, be cautious. There is winter weather coming in. There is a winter weather advisory in the area until about 11 o'clock tomorrow. It's up to 4 inches of snow in the area. So be safe and stay home. Be safe tonight. Could get kind of sketchy with cold temperatures tonight. But for now, that'll do it for me from the Birdcage. The Shadron Cardinals get swept by the Scotts Bluff Bearcats. This has been the Fit 7 postgame show. No excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week. We'll talk to you on Tuesday from Hot Springs. This has been KCSR's coverage of Shadron. This has been Shadron High School Basketball on Stereo 610 AM, KCSR, and Shadron.com. I'm Chase Thompson. Good night, everyone.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit 7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit 7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit 7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Shadron Shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. Doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon, they have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488.
Hauser's Grab and Go, located in Crawford on Highway 20, is a convenient stop for both locals and travelers alike. Their quick service and fresh offerings make it an ideal place to grab a quick bite on the go. Jason's staff is always nice, friendly, and they'll make your pit stop for gas a pleasant experience. Hauser's Grab and Go not only has a large selection of snacks and drinks, they also offer top shelf liquor to choose from and a great beer selection. Hauser's Grab and Go has something for everyone.
FNBO is the great big small bank, and for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank, FNBO. Independent and family owned for 6 generations, and ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com, member FDIC.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Shadrach Communication Sports. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of the broadcast or use of this broadcast without written permission of Shadrach Communications is prohibited. For archived audio of this broadcast, please visit shadrach.com.
Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over.
And tomorrow starts the same old thing again.
What a crazy, crazy party. Never seen so many people laughing, dancing. Look at you, you're having fun. But look at me, I'm almost crying. But that don't keep her love from dying. Misery, cause for me, the party's over. Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all